Welcome to Everybody Wants Something, a Degrassi podcast where two black millennials recap every episode of Degrassi from junior high to next class. Because why not? I'm your host, Sanique.
And I'm your other host, Lauren. Let's jump in.
We're back.
We're back, everyone, we are fully into next gen now, which is crazy.
We are. Wow, the reception has been really positive. Thank you guys so much for sticking around. I was nervous in a minute. I was like, oh, I feel like people, you know, jumped in on this journey at junior high and high and might like hop off the train since right. We're going someplace different. But you guys were like, fuck it. I'll miss my stop. Like, I'm going to keep going and see what happens. And I'm like, thank you.
Like, where else do I have to go? I'm going to be on this train.
I have shit to do. Let's go.
Exactly.
So yeah, thanks guys for sticking around and for the positive feedback. It's been great.
Yes. Do you want to give since we're talking about our listeners and how great they are, do you want to give a quick shout out to one of our listeners?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, so today we're going to be reading one of our recent podcast reviews. Like recent, not like super recent, but like within this year. Mm-hmm. So this is from Casey. And the title is Love It. At least that's how I think she would read it.
I hope.
Love It. That could be it too.
Yeah, it's very cool.
This podcast makes me feel like I'm 14 again watching Degrassi with my best friend. This has definitely been one of my favorite podcasts I've discovered over the last year. Aww. Thank you, Casey. That's so nice of you.
Thanks. That's so nice.
I know.
Hey. If you guys haven't had a chance, I suggest that you also rate and review, not just for our egos, but it also helps the algorithm a little bit. Like I'll be honest, when you rate and review, it bumps us up just a little bit. So more people can find the podcast and maybe join in, with our fellow broomhead. So even if you just want to get like a one word, just be like, great. That's fine.
That works. We will give you a shout out. Don't you fret. We're going to move down the list of our reviews. We're going to start from the most recent to the to the ones from, maybe we'll skip around a little bit. Who knows? We'll give you a shout out.
Yeah. Lauren, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I don't know, listener. I really hope you can't tell, but I sound very congested because my allergies have been kicking my ass this week and I don't know what to do about it. I take allergy medicine every day. I'm taking all the precautions to not be affected by pollen and allergens, but I don't know what's happening. But otherwise, I'm doing well. Right now, I'm on a bit of a holiday like break from school. it's considered Labor Day here, but it's like a week long kind of like spring break type thing that's nationwide. Okay. Love the Communist Party. You know, they do some great things sometimes.
The Everybody Wants Something, Solid Listen Network do not fully endorse the Communist Party. It's not this podcast. It's opinions yes. of the host and the host only.
Yes. I, Lauren Hamilton, as a resident of the People's Republic of China, follow all the rules and regulations and happy resident here in the People's Republic of China, quote, end quote.
She's you hear that? She's happy. She's very happy.
Yes, I really am.
Yeah.
But I'm doing well. Kind of getting ready to close out the end of the semester. It's very much that kind of that time of it. Whenever the weather gets like this, it reminds me of towards the end of the school year when it's like really mm-hmm. nice and warm and mm-hmm. like you're just kind of feeling happier riding the bus home from school. And like, I was actually thinking the other day as we're, you know, making these playlists for, you know, all of the branches of Degrassi. I have memories of like happy bus songs, like just songs that like put me in a good mood because I would be like, leaving school on my way home, like not a care in the world, and mm-hmm. like the wind is blowing through the bus, and then a song comes on, and it's just like pure happiness. For me, that song is I'm Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado.
I love that song.
And that's just kind of, even though I literally hate my job so much and like there's, I literally hate work so much. Like it's the atmosphere that I'm in right now feels like that. Like I'm like a bird, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So I'm doing good. And I'm like ecstatic that I don't have to go work the next few days. So I'm like best of moods.
I'm so happy for you. And I want to let you know that if you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Oh my God. I love that. We're birds. Listener, you're a bird too.
I think I just quoted The Notebook.
Yes, you did.
I hate that movie.
You know, we're gonna look past it. I still love you, Sinead.
Thanks.
Thank but how you doing? Someone just got back from little vacation.
I did. I've had a very long and strange week. It started off very rough, then got like okay. I went to, for the past like maybe 2 or 3 days, we were in Wisconsin at like this cabin, just kind of hanging out. Yeah. I was still working and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
But because Evan is starting a new job and he's kind of on a break as well. So we're like, oh, let's just go someplace. Oh, and they were doing work on our apartment in the bathroom. So we're like, let's just get out of here because I don't want to be here while they're doing that. And
working from home, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And our dog is very like, Hendrix is very anxious. We're like, let's just take him someplace. So we went to this cabin and that was nice. While at this cabin, I went like mega viral twice on TikTok. And it's been the most overwhelming but like hilarious couple of days of like, I made a video thinking it would just be like a video only my friends who follow me. Like, I think I had like 30 followers, just like buddies, like who would follow it. And like, that would be it. That went viral. I decided to make an apology video to the white people I angered from it. Cause they were really, some people, not all of them, hashtag not all white people, but not all of them were mad, but like, oh, like some of them were like really like going in. I'm like, wow, you guys really think I'm racist. So I made an apology video, which didn't make things better.
Listen, people don't fucking get, like, if you can't pick up the sarcasm, get the fuck off the internet. I'm sorry. Like,
it's been wild. Like, it's the second video, the apology video, is now at almost 1 million views.
Bitch, yes.
I somehow ended up on the For You page. I don't fucking... Listen,
I fucking hate myself. This is the one thing I hate about being in China is because I can't watch TikTok. Like, I can't watch TikTok on
on
my phone anymore.
VPN. I forgot. Damn, so you love TikTok.
I know, and I probably would have fucking seen you, and it's like,
Someone I went to college with was like, oh my God, I saw you on the For You page. I was like, I know her. It's been funny. I have been, I guess now I'm a TikToker. I went from like, I kid you not, like 30 or so followers. I now have over 7,000 followers in overnight, which is a good thing just as like a content creator, comedy person, but it's like, I genuinely did not think this would happen. I got a lot of comments that were like, yeah, whatever, you know, just be racist for clout, huh? And I'm like, I literally did not think anyone would see this. You don't understand. They won't see this.
Yeah, and it's so racist to call it white people for not using the fucking seasoning.
Someone told me, oh, let me get in on your culture and strap myself to a boat. I'm like,
Sorry, what?
Yes, because according to some white people, joking about bland food is the same thing as joking about slavery. It's one and the same. So let's just say that my block finger has been working out.
Oh, yes.
I gave Evan my phone because I do tend to hyper focus on stuff. It's the Gemini in me. And he's like, you need to stop reading the comments. I literally was just sitting there reading comments. And like, I was actually like responding to people like in character. I was doing too much. I think it was fun at first, and then it got overwhelming. And I was like, I need to stop doing this. So before we started recording, I gave him my phone. He's now responsible for it.
When we get off recording, he's gonna be like, fuck these people, man. And you guys are just both too intense.
No, but the funny thing is that he's like, don't read the comments. But he spent all the past 2 days reading the comments. Like, he's like on TikTok, like, I was like, oh my God. He's like, you're growing. He's like very excited.
Aww.
like giving me, he's like, okay, for your next video, we're going
like, oh my gosh.
He's very cute.
Stage fiance.
He's my stage fiance. Yeah. If you guys want to follow me on TikTok, I am Almighty Smither. Dumbest name. Again, I clearly made my TikTok. I guess my brand now, I've clearly made my TikTok just thinking like, oh, just be a funny, like stupid thing. And now I'm like, oh, I guess now I have to make content. That's Almighty_SMYTHER.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just going to be riding your coattails. Be like, yeah, that's my fucking best friend. That's my co-host.
Girl, go for it. And I'm getting the second dose tomorrow. So this week has been a lot, I should say. So I'm going to die for 2 days and then I'll be back.
Yeah. I get my second dose. Oh, yeah. I don't think
you're vaccinated.
It.
You didn't tell me.
Yeah, I got.
I think
I posted on Instagram. But yeah, I got my first dose whenever. And then I got. I get my second dose later this week.
Yay. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm so happy. And I think last time we talked about vaccinations in China, you're like, it didn't seem like it was happening anytime soon, but I'm happy to hear that you're.
Yeah. That's the thing.
You're well on your way to be fully vaxxed.
Girl. Yes. Nice. About to be out here popping. And yeah, that's the thing. It's like being a foreigner here. It's like, there's all no news for anything. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, it's happening, and then it's rolling out. Like, so that's kind of how things work when there's like changes or like when the borders are going to open or like, you know, things. It's like there's no news, and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, we're here. It's like, okay, let me pack up my bags, I'm ready to go. Like,
yeah,
so
hell yeah, man. Yeah, ugh, gosh. But I'm happy for you, I'm happy for us. We'll be back after a quick break. Do we want to do this episode?
Let's fucking do this episode.
Sorry, that wasn't a really skilled transition. If you want to hear me do better segues, listen to We Die First, my horror podcast. I'm really good at those. Okay.
But it's on brand for Degrassi because they're just like, downer.
These two episodes were a lot more fun than I thought they'd be. Or the first one, I thought it was gonna be really boring, but I actually liked the family politics episode. We covered, as we told you guys last week, we're doing two episodes per episode of the podcast because mama needs to get through this because there's too many things. We are watching season one, episode 3, Family Politics, which aired on November 4th, 2001. I'll just read you this and then we'll do it. And then maybe then I'll read the second and then we'll just do it. Is that good? Okay. Okay. Family Politics. It's the first day of school at Degrassi Community School. An eighth grader, Ashley, already has her sights set on becoming the school's newest student council president. Her seemingly sure win is soon threatened when her stepbrother, Toby, becomes frustrated by her unchallenged status and convinces his friend, JT, to run against her. Meanwhile, Emma and Manny deal with eighth grader Spinner's bullying.
So Ashley's mom and Toby's dad are actually married?
I don't know if they're married yet, because at some point someone's like, your stepsister. He's like, she's not my stepsister.
Yeah.
So I guess they're eventually get married, but they're like living together and they're going to be, they are a blended family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We love a blended family. I love that this is clearly kind of like a semi Stephanie K.
Yes.
Arthur Exby kind of thing. Like
very
kind
much
of sort
so.
Of. Yeah, and like with Arthur and JT kind of being Toby and JT kind of being an Arthur Yick thing.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of cute.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was like, yeah, these two episodes are definitely kind of a retelling of a similar plot lines from junior high.
Yeah, but like updated and I think definitely fresher and better.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Way better. So we get our cold open and Ashley is on the phone with her friend Terry. She's very excited about the first day of school. She's making her posters for a presidential campaign.
Yes.
But she needs to go to the bathroom and Toby is hogging it. Classic TV trope of like, oh no, like my brother's in the bathroom and I need to get in there to get ready for school. Like, quit hogging the bathroom.
Don't take up all the hot water, Toby. I need to take a shower.
You're not the only one who lives here, you know. So should we find out that Ashley's the only person running, and there's like drama between them because it's a, you know, newly blended family. They're going to counseling, like they're trying their best to make this family situation work. So Ashley, Toby's, you know, pissing around in the bathroom. So he comes out to tease Ashley wearing her training bra, and we get a classic turn to camera close up. Mom! Which felt very Disney. It felt very
God.
It's like so Lizzie Disney McGuire, original, a DCOM. Yes. Lizzie McGuire. Yeah.
Or whatever her brother's name was.
It felt very like of the era. Like, wow. That's sibling so rivalries.
Yeah, it's so true.
Did you ever watch Life with Derek? Living Life with Derek?
No, but I like hear the theme song in my head for some reason.
I think people have made fun of it on TikTok. But Living Life with Derek was this show that aired on Disney Channel, but I think it was made in Canada as well. And it was like a blended family, and it focuses on this girl named Casey, and she has like an annoying stepbrother named Derek, but there's a lot of like sexual tension that I don't know is intentional or not. And it was like, oh my God, are Casey and Derek gonna fuck? Like, what? Yes. But like that show was very like, oh mom. But then they'd be like, oh mom. It was weird.
Mom, don't come to the room. Me and Derek are hanging out. It's like,
okay. Yeah, it was like, whoa, like, what are you doing? But it's the first day of school. Kids are getting dropped off. There's so many Razor scooters.
Oh my fucking God. Okay. Early 2000s, just like notes, the amount of Razor scooters being used and utilized on their way to school, the amount of those sling backpacks with the strap that would go across the front.
Messenger bag. I used to love those.
And then the ones that were like, there was a messenger bag one that would sit at your hip. And then there was the one that just like sat on your back, but it was like across your back diagonally. And then in the front, it had the little cell phone pouch.
Yes. I had one of those backpacks in middle school.
That's how you got, that was like the cool backpack. If you had one of those, I'm cool.
I begged my mom so hard for that backpack. And I had to convince her that it wouldn't fuck up my back. Cause she was like, no, you need to have two straps back. Like, she's like, you're gonna have like scoliosis. I was like, no. I was like, mommy, no. Like, this is what everyone is wearing. You don't understand. Okay. Like, I come to school every day smelling like African food. You can't do this to me. I have to get this back.
I need to have something, mom. Come on.
I need to have some sort of currency in this place. Okay. Please. But mine was light blue. Okay.
Oh yeah. If you had a cool little like sling backpack, I mean, like we all have fucked up backs and postures because of those backpacks. But like, shout out to the kids with the rolling backpacks who, I mean, honestly, that was social suicide having a rolling backpack. But you're probably doing so well. You probably like have the best health.
It's making me roll my mouth, rolling my shoulders back. So I'm like, my posture is trash.
I know. Because we both readjust.
I'm at a computer all day. So I'm like, I'm permanently hunched. Get my tits up. Shoulders back, tits up. Got it. So that feels good, actually. That feels good. So so the kids are getting dropped off, and Toby's complaining about Ashley to his best friend JT, who we saw JT last episode, but now we're really getting to see JT in all of his glory. And I'm like, God damn it. He was such a little cutie. And like, he was a little dorky, like cute kid. Yeah. I love that guy.
And he was such, part of me is like, obviously happy that we had JT on Degrassi, but like his kind of, he's very witty and very like he can play his character. Like he's a very like quintessential child actor that just like can really like play up his character in a entertaining way. And I kind of wish he would have just gotten his start in Degrassi and then made it somewhere else. Because I feel like he really could have done well.
Yeah, he has really good comedic timing for like a kid actor. Like that's, like he's funny. He's fun to watch. But I know that kid's been like acting for a long time. Because the difference between this show and like the older Degrassi is that there definitely are a few actors in there a little more seasoned, like kid actors. So this guy, I don't know his name. But I remember he was in like a lot of like Canadian kid shows. He played an alien at one point. Like he showed up in a lot of them. And like, the guy, who plays Sean K, Cameron is a kid actor. Remember, he was in Model Behavior.
Fuck yeah, I knew.
He was a little brother. Yeah, he was in a lot of shit. He was in like episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark? Like, he had like a career like prior to this. And I think that helped because they could act.
Right, exactly. They had a resume.
Yeah, they had resumes. They weren't just like some random kids that Linda Schuyler just found on the street. Kit Hood just like found at a soda shop.
Where it's like there, that was the one situation that it was actually like an acting gig and it wasn't a pedophile like trying to kidnap you. Like going around the mall, like, don't talk to adults trying to recruit you for some community TV show. Like, that doesn't exist. But this is the one time it was.
I made my mom say yes to one of those things, and it was a scam. We didn't pay any money, but it was Robert Power, and I was like, and it's like a total. You have to pay them for like to make you a star, and like that's always a red flag. You should never have to pay someone to represent you. Like, it's not how you that go. Works. You do a contract and get paid if you get work. But you know, anyway, not kidnapped, thank God. So we get a shot of Ashley who's complaining to Terry about Toby. They're trying to put up posters for the election. Ashley's hair is a lot like Melanie's weird, like, it's very thick hair and it's too thick to cut that short because it looks like she has penis head. It's like, it's a weird shape, very mushroomy, you know?
Listen, Ashley's going through a lot in her appearance in the early seasons of Degrassi. Yeah. She has penis head. She's got that at the chin, like curled directly underneath, kind of like mushroom like effect.
Tickling your chin.
Yeah. And she has the thinnest of eyebrows that are like not arched well, drawn on, it appears.
Yeah.
And she's
the thinnest 2001 eyebrows. Like, it's quintessential.
And like, it's,
she's got like the Christina Aguilera brows.
Yeah, but a middle schooler that's trying to replicate Christina Aguilera eyebrows and failing at it, you know? Mm-hmm. And she's also a middle schooler with kind of like trying to have a fashion sense, but like also like no one looks good in those clothes. And watching back on it, it just looks 10 times worse. And it's like, oh, Ashley.
Girl. But the thing is, she would have been in style because I remember that those looks, like you would wear like the long skirt, but it was like kind of an athletic skirt. So it would have like kind of like an Adidas stripe on the side.
Like some like cargo pockets.
Yeah, that was like a look. I don't know why, but like that was a thing. And I had seen Ashley, I'm like, whoa, she's cool. She's got pockets on her skirt. I wonder what's in them.
She's ready for her presidency. Look at her go. But
yeah, she's very ready.
I was here for, was this when we see Paige?
Yes, my bitch. I was like, yes, my bitch. My girl, my all-time favorite Degrassi character is Paige. I wrote Paige fucking Michael Chuck makes her appearance.
And like the most iconic line of Degrassi history.
Which, can you tell us what the line is?
New year, new look, new Paige.
Yes. Oh my God. Bitch, I got chills just now. You said that.
Oh my God. And she's like, and the way they do the
love her,
the camera pan up where it's like she's wearing her fucking platform, Steve Madden-esque platform black sandals. Some boots. Because they're not Steve Madden, but they're like a knockoff version. You
know, adjacent. Yeah.
Like, they're made by like mud or something, you know?
Oh my God, mud. Jeez. Okay, flat. I'm literally like
mud with two E's. Sorry, if you're not familiar.
I'm like in the fucking sunken place and get out. I'm just like slow motion falling.
Yep.
Mud. Oh my God. Yes.
Yep. And she's got these like boot cut jeans. Because remember when we used to cuff our fucking jeans like probably 5 inches, like the cuff length.
Was yeah, like you had to do the high waters. You like high waters were in, like everything was flooded. There were floods, rampant floods in the early 2000s.
Exactly. And she's got her midriff showing with the iconic red tank top with the bedazzled hottie on it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she's got her see-through like makeup looking box purse. And she's got her early 2000s doing nothing for you sunglasses that are just slightly mm-hmm. tinted but bedazzled with, I think you mentioned it last week, with a little like heart or a butterfly.
Like a little star, like in the corner, like in the lower right corner. Oh my God,
yeah.
She looks good with her frosted like lip gloss. Like she's yes. like Paige is the epitome of girl of this era, like yes. hot shit girl of this era. I'm like, serve it. But like, I guess it's implied that like she's hot because they were like, she's hot now. Because yeah, Ashley and Carrie are like,
after the summer.
They're like, Paige. I guess like Paige looked like a little dork maybe like the year before, but she like went to summer camp as ever. It's always the case when summer camp grew boobs and was like, like, you know, very Kate from Lizzie McGuire, like, yeah, hot shit.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, yes.
But she immediately shades Ashley.
Yes, she's like, what did she say? She's like, oh, it's, you're putting up posters on the first day of school. And she's like, oh, so you're really, you're paying attention to your kind of political career and kind of forgetting about your physical appearance, huh?
Yeah, like, oh, I see you have like time to do this and not that. Okay. Like,
Lauren
Collins, who plays her, is another good actor who like delivers the bitch. God. I'm like, oh, I love her. But she's funny. Like,
yes.
She's hella funny. And I love the beginning of the Paige Ashley relationship because it's a really interesting story. Like that that dynamic is, they're like best friends, but like they
they're
classic frenemies. Like
exactly, classic frenemies, and just like that classic like that dynamic of like your best friends growing up and then one of you kind of like gets hot and like realizes that they're like getting like legitimate attention from all the boys.
Mm-hmm. And like, but it's funny because Ashley's still popular. Like Ashley's a popular girl. Right. Paige is, but she's like, I guess she like is jealous of her, but like it's weird. I love it though.
Love it. Their dynamic is so much fun.
It's so fun. Yeah. They play off of each other really well. Emma and Manny get to school on the first day. Manny's scared because they're grade sevens and she's like, someone's going to like fuck with us. And immediately Spinner shows up, which I forgot that like, not that it matters, but I forgot that the actor who plays Spinner like lost a lot of weight over the course of the show.
Yeah. He was very,
he looked really different than what I remember him.
Yeah, he's very husky in the first two seasons, or like especially the first season. What is that guy from Limp Bizkit? Fred Durst. He's very his fashion, his who he is, he's giving very much like Fred Durst vibes, where it's like,
yeah.
Okay.
Like kind of like that was the look, kind of like grimy, like white boy look of this era. He's got like a lot of piercing his ears, like spiky gelled hair. He wears like a lot of like kind of big, like he's kind of alternative, but he's kind of like hip hop still. Like it's that kind of weird. Yeah. Like he listens to Kid Rock, which has always been a very confusing type of music for me. Like that, you're right,
but say you're definitely less,
like, say rap. Less. I don't get it. Like,
Kid Rock was how enough.
Reconcile.
Oh my God! Yes.
Yeah, but he immediately like demands like a hall pass for them to fuck with them, and he's like, oh. He's like, oh, grade sevens, and Jimmy's there and says nothing. He's just like, this whole episode, I think he's just the black friend who like doesn't really say much.
I mean,
probably gets any lines.
I mean, honestly, when I'm thinking about it, like Jimmy is a very much a side character. Like he, like obviously he has like kind of big roles and moments, but like a lot of times, like he's like just like, the side kind of like black friend in the background.
Yeah, definitely in the earlier seasons, he kind of plays that like black friend role. I mean,
he's like always like holding a basketball, be like, yo, that's whack.
Like in that other teen way.
Yep.
I love that movie. So we need to take a bonus on that.
Okay, that one's good. That one. Yeah.
So good. So JT and Toby meet up with Emma and Manny to their homeroom. They're gonna be Mr. Simpsons. And, you know, I'm calling him Mr. Simpson now. I'm not calling him Snake anymore.
Oh.
I'm gonna call him Snake when he's with the girlies from the back in the day.
Right.
When he's When he's at Degrassi, he's Mr. Simpson, okay?
That's right. That's very true. Yeah.
I'm gonna respect him. I'm gonna respect him. He wants a teacher school, okay? Respect his man. Hey, it's Mr. Simpson, okay?
Mr. Simpson.
Call me Snake if you nasty at.
Oh, I love it.
So there are Mr. Simpson's class, a homeroom. It's so funny. I thought like the first day of school when you're like a lower, like you're like the lower, lowest. Uh-huh. Of like the rung is so scary. Like Manny plays it up of like, I'm gonna be bullied, but it is kind of like being like going to middle school and you're in the sixth grade is definitely terrifying. Like, cause I remember like eighth graders looked so big to me. Everyone looked so grown up.
I feel like a little kid. Yeah. I was definitely more scared of like the older kids in middle school than I was of the older kids in high school.
Oh yeah. No, I didn't think they would do anything to me in high school.
Cause the jump from elementary school to middle school is so different. Like, cause it's like, you're walking around the school by yourself, finding your own classrooms. Like what is this responsibility you're putting on me?
That's true. I never thought about that. Cause like, yeah, in elementary school, you just stay in the same class. And if you do go to a different class for like art, you're going in a single file line with like your classmates. You're not just like dispersed free. Like,
it's terrifying.
Get to your class, find it somehow.
You have to remember a locker combination. The amount of pressure put on sixth graders or grade sevens in this case is like terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Remember we had to do like our orientation and stuff. Oh my God. Like they gave us our lockers to like teach us how to like open lockers before we got to school. That way we wouldn't be like, we wouldn't know what we're doing. So you had like during the orientation phase, you had to like, you had to like open the locker a few times for like the person who was teaching you to like show them like I got it, like if like the first time I got contacts,
yes,
like,
that's what I was just
put
thinking.
Them on and off like three times before you can leave. Felt comfortable with me leaving.
Yes, that's exactly how middle school orientation was. I remember we had locker opening, like we had like a relay race or something too, competition, and I was like, this is too much pressure, y'all. Like I'm
just figuring it out. Like don't put a competition into it. Like,
yeah. Oh my gosh, that's probably when we first saw each other, was at orientation, because we hadn't met each other before then.
Probably.
Wow.
Crazy.
And that was also scary because we were all like feeding into a new middle school. So there's a bunch of new people you've never met before.
True. Like you might have had some of the people you were coming into elementary school, but like there were all these new kids from other like elementary schools coming in together. He's very clearly trying to like kind of lean into the whole like, I'm a cool teacher thing. JT's wearing a puka shell necklace.
The amount of like white boy gelled hair spiked up in the front in this episode was like astronomical. Like so much.
I'm surprised more people didn't lose like their hairlines from all of the gel.
Because remember those gels that would be like in those like massive bottles and they're like always like green and like bright blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just like it was none of the, all the ingredients of those gels, like what they put in the chemicals they put in those gels, like
I feel like there was a ton of alcohol in it. It just dried your hair out.
Yeah,
not like they good. Weren't using no Eco Styler. No, you know they're using like something called Splat.
It was probably a name too.
It was like Splat and you put it on your head. I'm like, that's wild. In Miss Kwan's class, Miss Kwan.
I know.
She's doing her teacher thing and kind of established that Spinner's like the lovable troublemaker. Cause honestly, let's be real. Like this show, everyone does kind of fit a trope, you know, and that Spinner's thing is like, oh, he's like a bully, but not really. Like he's just kind of.
He's the bully that like is probably a bully because he doesn't feel like he's performing well enough in school, so he has to overcompensate in some other way. And
yeah, but I don't think he's violent or like he's gonna actually do anything to you. No. I think he just kinda, like throws his weight around a lot. He's all talk.
Because I feel like this is kind of like because I remember when we were kind of growing up and going to like the scary schools, like the middle school, high school, the idea we had, I remember there was the idea of like what these schools would be like when it came to like bullying and hazing. But I feel like, I mean, obviously I'm not saying that people do not get beat up and abused by bullies. That still happens. But I feel like I didn't see that really at our schools. Like that wasn't a thing where it's like, you meet me outside at 3 o'clock, like you're going to get pommeled, you know, like.
Yeah. It's very much a TV thing or like, oh, yeah. You're going to get like pushed up against a locker or like, and I never.
Yeah.
Saw that happen. I think. Yeah. It didn't happen, but maybe it did. We just didn't see it. Cause I wasn't that witness to it, but yeah. Ms. Kwan is, you know, telling the kids about how important it is to get involved. And Paige is like, that's why I'm starting a spirit squad, which I remember trying to start in middle school.
Stop.
You don't remember this? I was inspired. I wonder if we were like friends yet. Like, I think we knew each other, but I don't think maybe we didn't hang out really.
Yeah.
But in middle school, thanks to Degrassi, I decided I'm going to start a spirit squad. So I got a friend of mine who also loved Degrassi. I was like, wouldn't it be fun if we decided like to start a spirit squad, like a cheerleading squad? And we could be like the captains of it and we can run shit. And she was like, dope, let's do it. Yeah. So we got like a teacher sponsor and it became this whole thing. I was hoping that we would be able to decide who's on the team.
No trials, just the selection process.
Yeah, I was like, we're going to do like tryouts and we're going to like decide. And I found out that no, we would not be doing that. A lot of the power that I thought would be given to me was not given to me, and I was not happy about it. And it led to the dissolving of the spirit squad. Also, I was told that we would not be allowed to perform at games, but that was not allowed. We could maybe perform at one game. And I was like, that's bullshit. Because when we were in the basketball team, I think that was the same year, maybe. There was a school we went to that had a cheerleading squad. They were like, the county can't have cheerleaders. And I was like, that's a lie. Like for middle school, not for the whole county. And that's a lie. So I think they just were trying to stop us from being great.
The bureaucracy of it all is truly terrible.
It really is.
Also, I feel like you watched Bring It On like a few too many times.
I did. I think it was a combination of Degrassi and Bring It On. I was like, okay, we're gonna sit at tables and be like, next, and like they would like do their cheer, and I'd be like, I was gonna be like full on bitch. Like I don't know why I decided that was like the role I needed. If anything, it says a lot of my character work. I was like, I just like really want to like I would like want to embody a character today, and it's gonna be a bitchy cheerleader. anyway.
So just inspired once again for Paige Michaelchuk, you know.
I mean, yeah, Paige Michaelchuk is inspired so much. Guess he's bisexual now. Me, so
Paige, is that you?
Paige, I think Paige really was the blueprint for me in my life. Radish, we hear Radish in the announcement tell us that the deadline for bids for student president is coming up. This is important. Toby's complaining about Ashley to Emma, Manny, and JT. He's like, Ashley gets everything she wants. No one's even running against her. This undermines the democratic process. She needs to have someone running against her. And Toby. Manny's like, why don't you just get someone else to run for president since you can't? So smash cut to him trying to get JT to run. And Joji's like, I'm not running a joke campaign. Like, I'm not doing it. Toby's like, hey, but you can practice your comedy skills. Like, when you want to be famous, like, this is a perfect opportunity. And like all comedians who are narcissists, JT's like, okay, I'll do it. Like,
there's a stage. Oh, yes. Get me up there.
We've talked about this on the show before, but like every episode of Maisel sees a stage, a mic, and she immediately starts doing her performance. I'm like, girl, like it's a funeral. Can you not? Like, not right now.
Like, oh my God. Hey, yes.
Read the fucking room. So JT's like, yeah, I'll do it so long as you do all the work. And he's like, bet. Ashley and Terry working on their posters. I think it's when we first meet Liberty, because we see Liberty in the background. We finally get to, she has a line when she comes on, and she's like, I'm Liberty Van Sant. I'm going to be the class secretary, and we're going to be working together, Ashley. And you know, they Degrassi frames Liberty as like an annoying like character. I think they just couldn't handle a black girl boss who knows what she wants, and it's like who she says her name so often, so you know her brand and you don't forget it. Exactly. You know, she's a marketing genius, is what I'm saying.
She exactly.
So Toby's making copy for JT's posters. It's 10 cents a copy. Okay, this is a little funny bit. Yeah. But Ashley catches JT hanging up these posters, and she's like, okay, like, what's this about? Yeah. She's like, what are you doing, Toby? And Toby's playing it off. It's like, oh, you need competition. But it's like, Toby, you're being an asshole. Like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. It's very much like the classic kind of like little brother being like, I'm going to do anything in my power to like take you down, which is like, I mean, you know, sibling rivalry, at least on TV, is like that, you know?
Yeah. Did you ever do stuff like that to your brother?
No, but we never went to the same school. So we never had that kind of dynamic where it's like, I was like invading his spaces. Like, cause it's like, you know, Ashley's like been at school, like having this life as an only child, and now she has fucking, of all people, she has Toby as a younger brother, which I think we can all agree is terrible.
Oh yeah, he's annoying as fuck.
Yeah,
I would hate that. I definitely was a pest to my sister. I definitely tried to like take her down sometimes when I was little. Like one time my sister had a party that she wasn't supposed to have at the house, and I told on her.
Was it like a rager?
Kind of. Like, oh my mom and aunt and stuff were out of town, and my sister had a party at the house, and there were a lot of people there. She was in a high school, but she was like underage. So she was like under like college age. She was like, I think, 18 or so. They had this big old party at the house, and I was like, I can't stand by and watch this happen. So then I told on her. And I was like, yeah. But yeah, I told on her because I just wanted to take her down. I don't know why.
I mean, it's that's just like in sibling DNA, I feel like, though. Like, if my brother did something like that, I probably would have told him too.
Yeah, I just feel like it was my duty. Yeah. It was my right. Oh, yeah. But he's definitely trying to stick it to her. And Ashley at first doesn't take it seriously, but later on, she does, because it becomes clear that she might lose. We get like these little interstitials of like different students being interviewed about the election. You know, JT and Toby promoting JT. You know, Toby's kind of pretending like he's sticking it to the man, because we find out that only eighth graders have been winning. So he's like, no, he has to like do this little guy. Liberty, of course, is standing by Ashley because she's like, you know, I'm a girl boss, she's a girl boss. Like, together we're two girl bosses, which is powerful, more powerful than one.
Yes.
That's math.
That is and math, girl.
Yes, the math is mathing, okay? JT is like having a rally, and he's like making jokes. And it's when Ashley starts to realize that the tide is turning because people are enjoying it. And I think this election directly mirrors, like, it predicted Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Girl, I literally was thinking about that. I think I saw in a comment, one of the comments, someone was like, oh, running a joke campaign, that didn't age well.
Like, you see how that can really go south really fast.
Exactly. Yeah.
I have to always remind myself that that was only 4 years and not 8 years, because it felt like 8 years.
Girl.
I thought that was two terms. It was one. It was one long term, I tell you. Things definitely have changed a lot. Okay, so Ashley is giving her speech, and she's like, we'll have dances. But she's watching JT during his rally that's clearly killing it. She takes student government maybe too seriously. But again, like Trump and Clinton, she's clearly the more qualified, you know, of the two. And it's like, I don't know, sis, you might lose because you're just not as likable to the public somehow.
There is that. There is that. And not just dances, but nighttime dances. The night when the sun goes down, things change around Degrassi Community School, as we're going to see in the next episode.
Like, baby. I don't think that's how the song goes.
That's all I know as well.
So the song goes like boom, 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 boom. Can we sing songs? I don't know if we can sing songs on this. We've been singing songs on this. No one has said anything to us. Get like fucking copyright flag from Columbia Records. Last thing we need.
No. Not what's that guy's name? That's like Clive Davis, not Clive, please.
Oh no, Clive Davis, please stay away from our podcast. He will take everything we own. Clive Davis, don't play. Mm-hmm. He does not play games. So Ashley corners Toby at home and she's like, what the fuck, Toby? Like, what are you doing? And he's like, what? JT has a right to run for president. He's being a real shit. And they start to argue. Ashley's mom comes in and she's like, Ashley, what's this about? And she's like, oh my God, like, you always take a side. Like, you don't even know what's going on. And you're already like on his side. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, like JT is running, but like, I'm just helping my friend in his run for president. And she's like, well, Ashley, you know, that's how it is. I feel like she talks like this.
Yeah, she's like
TV mom voice. Ashley, Toby's just helping his friend. So, but Ashley, so. Toby fully gaslights the women in the family.
He's oh like, my God. Mm-hmm. He's like, listen, and now that I'm around two other, because you know, you'd be like two other females in this household, I gotta exert my testosterone, okay? I gotta flex
it. Yeah. He's doing that like full on like Wolf of Wall Street, like, oh, he's bang your chest thing. whatever the fuck that is. Men are so weird.
Oh my God.
I actually have never seen that movie. I just saw that clip.
It honestly, as someone that has watched it, it's entertaining, but I think the amount of times that like bros like quote it and like embody that movie, it makes me not like the movie anymore. So I'm like, ugh.
No, I feel that. It's kind of like Fight Club. It's like overrated. It's been ruined by just like certain dude culture that just kind of ruins those movies. I agree. You're right. We should make a podcast about that. no more podcasts. You know what the world needs more of? Podcasts. So it's the day of the election and someone's filming Paige and she's like just full on just like hating ass. She's like, yeah, I mean, Ash is going to win. She always gets what she wants. But have you seen my outfit? Beautiful, eh? And she's like doing a full like, she opens her purse. She revolutionized what's in my bag video. Yep, she's like, yes, let's see what's inside. I'm like, okay, YouTube. If YouTube had been around back here, Paige would have been like the star of YouTube.
Yes, she would.
Emma Chamberlain, who?
Exactly.
I don't know that bitch.
She would, she created, dare we say, she created the persona of so many influencers.
Paige is like the first influencer.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, guys. Paige Michaelchuk, the world's first influencer.
Once again, Degrassi does it first.
Oh, God. What hasn't Degrassi done?
I know.
So apparently Degrassi has a formal poll for young politicos and Toby's reading it and it looks like JT is closing in on Ashley. Toby's gloating about it, but JT's like sweating because he's like, fuck, if I win this thing, I'm going to have to like do work. I thought this was going to be like a funny thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure about this. JT gets jacked up by Jimmy and Spinner though. I thought they were going to go full Chicago politics and break his kneecaps, but they didn't.
It would have been bad.
That would have been bad, but also like accurate. Mm-hmm. They like drag him into a locker room, I think.
Yeah.
And they're like doing like Ashley's bidding, basically, like Ashley's goon squad.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, listen, I'll give you money. I'll pay you to drop out of this fucking election. Because
$50? Melanie comes back.
$50. I love her. I miss her. And JT's like, you know, he's trying to haggle or whatever, but she's gonna pay him money. So he's like, okay, fine. I don't know why I wrote this down, but oh yeah, he's talking about how like, you know, he's trying to pretend like he's not gonna take the money. He's like, I don't know, my brother ran for president and he lost, and my parents had to go on Prozac. And like, remember when Prozac jokes were just like a thing?
Oh my God.
That was like a thing in the early aughts. It's like, oh, something like Prozac. Antidepressants.
I know. There is the era of like the early 2000s when like people would refer to, like we called like things that were stupid gay. Like making fun of like people being on Prozac.
Heavy use of the R word.
Oh my God. Like
everywhere.
I know. And like our memories are like teenagers like talking about this. So like teenagers are always saying dumb shit anyway. So it's like escalated tenfold.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
rampant homophobia and transphobia.
So like, much. It's, yeah. I mean, if anything, I think that is a testament to, which I think is, it was fascinating because now Gen Z, who is definitely way more woke than we are, than we thought we were, now they're like really into like early aught stuff. I'm wondering how they're going to reconcile the fact that they are so woke with and progressive with the fact that like culture was kind of shit. Like it was, I mean, it was great in the sense that like there's cool stuff that happened and I'm not going to discount everything just because it was problematic. You know, I think there's nuance and problematic shit still sometimes being kind of good and being able to parse out the stuff. But I'm wondering how they're going to be able to like, to really reconcile those two things. I don't think a lot of them are ready for it. I think they still kind of glamorizing that period of time. Yeah. And I'm like, you guys don't really know. Like, it was kind of bad. The way people talked about people, it was not great.
I mean, like
I'm happy that it's changed at least. Exactly. Or it's changing.
Or like, I just think of like, when you think of like, we're going to talk a little, I mean, like a little bit in the next episode, like the, like the fat phobia was rampant because it's like, you think of all the fashion, all the, like the cool things. And then who were the celebrities at the time? Paris Hilton, the Olsen twins, the, like, remember that trend of like having like how far up your arm your bracelet can go? Cause
yeah, it was very pro-Anna.
Yes.
Or just, even like, just like, I watched this video recently. I think it was a TikTok. I'm sorry. You can't see it, but it was TikTok. And it was this girl who was, cause now that those fashions are coming back, she's a girl who, is a little bit on the chubbier side. I wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, she's fat. Like she's got a little meat in her bones, but she's more fat.
She probably like, you know, probably identifies as curvy or something.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, in society's view, she's bigger, and she was trying all these outfits that, you know, a lot of influencers are wearing now that are reminiscent of the early aughts. So like, I guess those flouncy little mini skirts are coming back, like the halter tops and all that. And she was kind of showing how much thinness is also an accessory. Yeah. So it's like, these outfits aren't really that great, but because it's on a real thin body, that's like, what elevates it. It's like, it's fashion. Yeah. If anything, the outfit really is just to show off your thinness and it's not really stylish at all. Exactly. And she wore it and like to kind of prove that. And I'm like, dude, that's like spot on though. Like none of this shit's actually that cute.
Yeah, it's just, exactly.
It's on a skinny person. So, oh my God. No, exactly. Groundbreaking.
Exactly. Exactly. spot on.
Sorry, fashion's way more groundbreaking if it actually like suits all body types, in my opinion, then it's one by time.
Case in point, I remember like I watched a lot of What Not to Wear. And I
remember, oh my God. Like, I love that show.
Fucking love that show.
It's so horrible.
And I remember like being like, because I didn't really like, I didn't come into my like my own style until a later age, but also like there was no fucking clothes for me to wear, like cute like cute trendy clothes. They didn't exist for people my size, and like they're only like the plus size women's department or women's clothes, and I don't want to go for like a business casual look in seventh grade, you know.
I'm sorry, like, I'm not trying to wear like go like the Chico's, you know.
Like, but basically it's like I'd rather not wear Talbots, like, or you know, like Ann Taylor. Like that's not my look, you know.
Sorry, it's just the business casual is killing me. It's like, imagine you like coming to school in like a blazer, like a pantsuit.
But like that's what I'm saying. Like it's like it's either like some like but the kind of tips for like if you weren't rail thin and couldn't wear like the trendy clothes, it's like layer up. It's like, so I remember like it was always like, yeah, underneath a jean jacket, wear like a blouse and then a sweater over the blouse and then layer it with a jean jacket and it'll give you dimension. And it's like, what?
You're just gonna pass out from overheating. It's a lot of clothes.
It was always like add like layers and it's just like, I'm gonna die of a, like I'm literally going to die. And it would be like, oh yeah, add some ruching. It's like add more fabric to cover your hideous body that society doesn't want. It's
I
like,
mean, that's what they're implying, though.
Exactly.
It's like, it's so mean.
Oh my gosh, like not great. And then just like,
yeah.
So, Gen Z listener, just know,
2021 is way more body. It's not. We're not there yet. But we are definitely doing better Thank today than 20 years ago. It was not good.
Please stop wanting to bring back low-rise jeans. That's all I ask. Please. I've just gotten to a point where I can stop pulling out my jeans with every movement. Okay.
Oh,
just
ma'am. I will resist it with you. I have no intention of wearing low-rise jeans. No, I don't like, I'm going to be so nervous about my butt crack. Oh my God. Like I'm nervous about my butt crack with high waisted pants. I don't know why. Make an appearance. I just assume that, like, oh my God, I saw this man's butt today. Like, I did not want to see it. Sorry. We were come back from Wisconsin. There was a track. We were like rural Wisconsin. Right. There was like a tractor in the middle of the road, I guess, on the back of the trailer, the tractor fell off. So they were trying to like get it.
Okay.
So yeah, no one was hurt. I think it's, no one was riding.
It's like, is this like a Final Destination situation here?
A tractor went through our windshield. But there's like, they're trying to fix it. And there's like older white man was like trying to like, he's bending over to get it. And like his whole ass, like, I don't know how, it was windy today. He didn't feel his butt like so cold. His whole butt crack, and he was like 60, and he was so pasty, and that's like all I got was like a big old white man ass in my face.
You know, not really what I'm wanting on the Saturday evening afternoon. Like, it's not really my cup of tea. No. You know, it's not really.
I just don't know how he didn't feel it.
Yeah, I
feel like you didn't feel that. anyway. So JT agrees to quit though. And she's like, you have to do it in front of the whole school. And he's like, oh, I can do it in my type five. Great. Like, he doesn't care. Like, he's like, he's an audience. Like,
I will take this compensation. Thank you very much.
So I heard that there will be free chicken tenders after the gig. Is that still happening?
Ooh,
cool.
Good to know.
Some theaters do that. Some places have good chicken tenders. Some comedy places have good.
Fucking chicken tenders slap.
Some chicken tendies, and they're like crispy with a sauce. I like it. So some honey mustard. That's my shit.
Come on now. Come on.
I'm a honey mustard girl. Okay. Sometimes ranch, but usually honey mustard.
Oh yeah. Always honey mustard.
Maybe I'll get Wendy's tomorrow. I'll get some honey mustard. Chickens. So Manny is still scared of Spinner. He shoots her the paper spitball. She pretends to cry. Terry notices this and chastises him. And then she's like, Terry's like, making a grade 7 girl cry, Spinner? Not cool. Like, walks away. And he's just like, no.
I love Terry.
Yeah.
Terry, I mean, I love Terry so much. she, you know, Degrassi really, really did a number on her. And I will never forgive them for that. But I love how she's like, she's like the third friend out of Paige and Ashley. And she's just like, I feel like there's so many things where she's like, she's above the school, you know, like there, no one's at her level.
Have you seen the one meme? I can't remember. Maybe Degrassi Girls Gone Wild, possibly. I don't know which meme account on Instagram, but they did one where like, you know, like, we'll talk about this more later, but how like the show didn't really know what Terry's character was, because like depending on if she wore a bandana or not, it was when she was like a bully. So when she'd have a bandana on, she was like nice, but then she'd be like a bitch sometimes in the show. But she'd be wearing this like light blue bandana. Yep. And you're like, oh, this is bully Terry. She's like a different person. She's like two different characters in one.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all play Terry and that's fucked up.
They did. But Manny was faking it, and she's like, it works, my brother, which bullshit. We never hear about this brother ever again on the show. They forgot. Writers forgot she had a brother.
Like, you could have just like popped him in eventually, like very much like a Mr. Simpson, aka Snake, when his gay brother came into the picture and then like left forever.
Yeah, I wonder if like they're talking at this point. Probably not. Simpson's not even talking to Wheels.
Nah.
He loves a grudge for that centers him somehow in someone else's experience.
He lost his hair. Like, he's just holding too many grudges. He just lost all his hair.
He's so stressed. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's stress.
Yeah.
Your hair will fall off. You're stressed.
You need to let it go.
Let that go. Let go of that God, you know?
Yes.
It's not religious either, because I said let gold. I mean, G-A-W-D.
Yeah.
Let go and let gold.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I just make sure we're on the same page. JT tells Toby that he's been bribed. And he's like, you know, I don't give a fuck. I'm being bribed, but I'm not doing this anymore. And Toby's pissed. He's like, no, I'm not gonna take your blood money. Like, no, Ashley can't just get what she wants all the time. Like, no. He's imploding.
Yeah, and it's like, and then it's like that moment's like, oh, you're taking this too far. Like,
yeah,
JT's break has like gone just too long. And you're intense.
The bit has gone on for too long. Cause JT even is like, bro, like this is like funny. Like you're doing the most still. And I'm gonna take these city dollars to do what I want with it. Buy more hats. But it's time for speeches. Liberty does her speech. People don't like it. They're jealous. JT starts his speech, which is more like his comedy routine.
Right.
When Toby shows up and he calls Ashley out into the hall. So when she comes out, he's like, this is corruption. Like, we're going to get canceled.
Leak it to the press. Got this on tape. We've got evidence now.
He's like Deep Throat.
Yep.
He's just like calling the Washington Post. And we're like, I know some shit.
Listen, you follow the money, see where it goes.
Corruption. He's like, I'm going to make sure the school knows you're a fraud. Which, in my opinion, Toby said no frauds, which makes him a barb. So, Toby, Isaacs is a barb.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? It's always, you never know. You never know. Secret barbs all over the world. Yeah. Unexpected barbs. Ashley's frustrated. And she's like, listen, like since you moved in, everything's about you. He's like, no. She's like, yes, listen to me, you little turd. She's like, my mom's always on your side. I have my school, my friends. It's like my thing I have. My presidency is the one thing I had without you. And here you come. And you found your way into it. So fuck you, Toby. Go ahead. Tell everybody. Expose me. I don't care.
But she's like, at least hear my speech and see if I'm going to make a good president first. You know? She's like, let me prove it to you. And we never fucking heard the speech either.
Yeah, I wanted to hear the heartfelt speech. But like JT finishes his speech. And he's like, oh, yeah, I quit.
I love this little boy.
Radish was like,
sorry, what?
Excuse me? JT is so funny, though.
I know.
I love him all. Jimmy's walking Ashley home from school. And honestly, I think that Jimmy and Ashley look like a believable middle school, like cool couple. But they're kind of cute together.
They are. Yeah, they're that couple that they've been dating for a long time. Like they're like that long-term like
eighth grade couple. And it's like, eighth grade couple.
Why the heck do you have a long-term boyfriend in middle school? That's weird.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah,
but it worked. But we all knew that couple in middle school that just was really intense. It's like guys, like
they like religious. Like I'm gonna hug you. Hello, I'm gonna hug you. Goodbye. We're gonna sit next to each other at lunch.
They celebrate their anniversary, like their monthly anniversaries, like weekly ones. I don't fucking know. They're so in love with each other.
They don't even fucking know what love is.
They really don't. But Ashley won. And Toby congratulates Ashley. He tries to apologize. And Ashley's like, whatever. He's like, no, I'm trying to apologize to you. JT's in trouble because he ran this joke campaign because of him. So he's like, you know, it's just basically we have to figure out how to make things better. Because at the end of the day, they are, whether we like it or not, they're a family. So they have to figure it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ashley kind of extends the olive branch to him. And I don't know, maybe things will get better. For these two kids.
Listen, they're in therapy, so the work is being done.
That's true.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Because usually what happens, I mean, not usually, but like a lot of times when, the idea of like their dynamic overall where it's like two teens and they're two, a boy teen and a girl teen, their parents start dating and now the parents are like, hey, let's just mix, let's all move in together. Like, what could go wrong? That is so jarring as like a shift of like home life for anyone, let alone like two teens. Like, that's crazy. Two teens of the opposite sex. Like, that's mm-hmm. a whole lot. So I'm glad that the parents are like, listen, we should probably, you know, speak to someone about this and make it not so mm-hmm. chaotic.
I mean, I think anybody who's blending a family should do it. Oh, not yeah, because you're anticipating problems, just like just to transition people into exactly. a totally different dynamic than they're used to.
Exactly.
Lauren, who were you this episode?
Oh, I guess I was, who was I? This is the election episode. Ooh, maybe like an Emma or a Manny. Probably like kind of being like, this is scary. I don't know what to do. Like, but like, I wouldn't have been Manny, like kind of being like, I feel like Manny was definitely like a little bit more freaked out. Whereas like Emma's like, it's going to be fine, Manny. Come on. You know, yeah, I probably would have been inside. I would have been Manny, but I probably would have been Emma or Manny probably. What about you?
I think probably Ashley. I think I definitely.
Oh, it was definitely yes.
I definitely took student government very seriously, more than I really had to. And I think I kind of had like, I think I was pretty ambitious when I was that age. So I could see being in a similar situation of like, you know, being very upset. I mean, we've talked about this on the show of like my friend Javier, he and I are very good friends now, but him running against me during student government and I hated him. It's so funny. Our friendship started with me just like deeply hating him. We became like, we're really good friends now. But at the time I fucking hated him because he dared challenge me and he beat me. And I was just like, oh God, fuck this guy. Do you want to do YouTube comments and then our song for this episode and then jump into the next one?
Sure. Sounds good. I don't know, the YouTube comments are like, they're fine. It's a lot of like people being like, oh my gosh, it's a lot of spoilers. So for anyone not wanting to be like that, not doesn't really know the full extent of the entire storyline of Degrassi until it ends in next class, don't read the comments because everyone will spoil everything for you. So let's see, we've got Takiera Harris from 3 years ago says, if Liberty says her whole name one more time, I swear.
But do you remember her name or nah? I bet you remember that name.
Yeah, it sure does. Oh my goodness. But yeah, let's see, Mayfer Zagara from 5 years ago says, Ashley looks like Dora the Explorer with that haircut.
She do. Though.
She really does. She really does.
But she does. Yeah.
And the last comment I've got for this episode is from Micah from 4 years ago. Says, "Oh, Manny, actress from the beginning," when she like fake cries.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna be famous. She knew.
I'm gonna be famous. Oh, love her.
Yeah, but that's all I've got for the YouTube comments this week. I believe I am first this week for the song choice.
I think so.
So for me, I had a tough choice this week. I'm trying to, when I pick like, right now, when I don't have an idea of what song to pick, I kind of like restrict myself into like a certain year. Mm-hmm. To kind of choose from. So because this show premiered in 2001 and 2000 and ended in 2002, I've been sticking to those, and so I chose Don't Tell Me by Madonna, and I'm kind of blanking on why I chose that song. Let me look at the lyrics in a second.
I mean, I don't know why you chose it either, but I do love that song.
I forgot that was Madonna that sang that.
What? How'd you forget that was Madonna? How dare you?
Because it's such a non. It's like her album where she's wearing like a cowboy hat. On the like, it's her like country sound.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah, that's like her the music album.
Yes,
like it's called Music. Yeah,
I think I chose it to some extent with Ashley and like her kind of being like, well, kind of Ashley and Toby. So they're both kind of being like, don't tell me, like with Ashley and her mom, she's like, don't tell me that this isn't happening. Like, I really am feeling like you're kind of taking a side and that this is not okay. Like, this situation sucks for me. Like, I feel like no one's getting that. And then Toby, to some extent, is like, you know, being like, don't tell me I can't have my friend run for president because it's going to happen. It's literally the entire lyrics is just like, don't tell me that this is this. Let's see. Don't tell me to stop. Tell the rain not to drop. Tell the wind not to blow because you said so.
So imagine you added that.
So, you know, it's just like, it's like, don't tell me what to do. Okay. Is this just what we do? You know? And, you know, and I like the song. So it's a very early 2000s sounding.
Oh yeah. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah. And it's a bop. I love it.
It's a great song.
What about you? What'd you choose this week for this episode?
So I also chose a song from 2001, from a lady artist. And I was thinking about the whole like situation, the family situation with Toby and Ashley, even though it was very fraught, the ending is like, hey, like maybe we can try to do a little better. So I figured they don't need no fucking hateration in this dancery. I chose Family Affair, Mary J. Blige.
Girl, that was one of my possibilities.
That video of those fucking wigs.
Every time I look at like the possibilities, I'm like, oh, there's just so many like good choices. At least because I feel like I have more of an because it was our era, like I'm like, oh yeah, like that song, like I kind of get the feeling behind it, you know.
Oh yeah, it's so much easier to access songs from this era, that's for sure. All right, so we're hopping into our next episode, season 1, episode 4, Eye of the Beholder, air date November 11th, 2001. Synopsis: Terry doesn't want to attend Degrassi's first nighttime dance because she thinks she's too fat for a guy to like her. Spinner likes her, but Paige wants him for herself, and by playing on her insecurities, gets Terry drunk before her date with Spinner. Meanwhile, Emma is puzzled by the new kid's behavior, and JT and Toby skip the dance to look at internet pornography.
What an episode. We've got a lot of things, and we have so many nods back to old storylines in Degrassi Junior High. Like almost pretty much, I'd say, except for like the Terry's like, oh my gosh, no one's gonna like me kind of thing. Everything else is like a kind of reboot.
Yeah, we get a drinking before a dance thing.
Yep.
Which happened with Stephanie. We get, I mean, Arthur and Yegg watching porn as Toby and
Swamp Sex Robots Take Two.
Yes. Swamp Sex Robots Take Two. Like the real sex.
Yeah. I knew exactly what you're referencing.
Because they always said in a weird cadence. It was weird.
Yeah, because they were always like talking to drunk people outside bars. It was perfect.
Real sex, take three. So let's jump into it. In our cold open, Terry is sitting at the breakfast table. Her dad is super excited. It's gonna be Terry's first dance. He's gonna dance all the boys. He's so hyped for her.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, like guys don't look at me because I'm fat and like I'm not even gonna go to this dance. So what's the big deal? And it's funny because it's like obviously weight doesn't make a difference, right? But this girl is clearly like really gorgeous.
Yes. It's
like she's really pretty. And the actress, Christina Schmidt, is actually like a model now. She's like a hot boyfriend
girl.
Like she's gorgeous. She's fucking stunning. And she was stunning here too.
this was one of the biggest things in the comments of being like, Terry's It was a lot of like, it was a lot of fat phobia. Be like, I mean, she's like bigger, but like, she's kind of like the cutest person at school. It's like, just say she's
not, that's not the compliment you think it is. Just say she's pretty. Like, she is
exactly
objectively a pretty girl.
Exactly. But so. It's definitely, as we were just talking about the last episode, like there's a girl on TikTok who was making like a series where it was like, people you thought were morbidly obese in 90s and early 2000s TV part one. And it's like watching this, like the fat person on TV at this time and still today, like even the fat character, even if they're kind of being like more body positive around it, is very much like the acceptable like version of fat. But like it, but at the, that's not the point I'm trying to make. Terry's not fat. She's literally not fat. She's like very much like an average straight size looking kind of person.
She's bigger than the other girls, exactly. But I wouldn't be like, oh, she's fat. Like,
exactly.
Like, she's a straight size. Like, I would say maybe like,
yeah, she's shopping at all the normal stores.
Yeah. If like, let's say Paige, because Paige is very like petite. Let's say if Paige is like a size 2.
Yeah.
I would say Terry like
10
might.
Or 12.
Yeah, Terry's like a 10.
Yeah.
My point being, she's considered forever 21.
Exactly. Like, exactly. But that's the thing. It's like, it was that era of being like, oh, like this is the fat girl or whatever. It's like, and then me being like, well, if she's fat, what am I?
Exactly. I don't think that it's Hollywood. You know, it's not Hollywood, but it's like Hollywood fat. It's kind of like the Hollywood ugly. Cause I mean, the sad reality is that even when they're trying to do the body positivity thing, fat is still framed as being negative, but it's the same thing of like the Hollywood ugly, where it's like, this person is still really attractive and you're deciding that they're the ugly one of the ugly friend.
You see that movie?
The Duff.
Yes.
I've never like, seen it, but like,
it's problematic, girl.
Mae Whitman is the Duff. Like, Mae Whitman is so cute. What are you talking about? Like,
thank you.
She's the designated ugly fat friend, right? I'm like, she's Mae Whitman.
The audacity of that fucking of the writers to make that fucking movie, and then the casting department to be like, you're fat enough. We've got you.
Were they trying to like make commentary in it, or was it like genuine? Like, oh, she's the Duff. Was that like the thing? Also, I didn't even know what a Duff was until that movie. I think the trailer came out. I was like, I've never heard anyone call someone the Duff. Like,
and the fact that they created a term for that literally didn't exist before. It's like, okay, cool,
right?
So the thing is, it's like it's kind of this thing where it kind of reminds me. It's like that problematic, like teen. Movie trope where it's like, this girl, she's seen as this in school. She's like, and so instead of like, she's all that, where she's like the kind of nerdy, like art geek, it's like, oh, you're the designated ugly fat friend in school. But it's okay, because like, guys still like you. They just don't want to be seen with you. But then eventually they'll come around.
Oh.
It's like,
shit.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great at all.
Like, it's dark as hell. It's so sad.
And then it's like, hey, don't worry, if you're the Duff, like someone will like you. It's like,
so they don't even push back on the idea of the Duff. It's like, no, you're still the Duff, but like some guys like Duffs.
Which is like okay, God. But like we're still addressing the issue here.
And also that this was your friend and you calling her a Duff. Her friends call her this, or people were calling her?
I think
her friends like, call her the Duff.
I think it was like, I think the way they painted it in the movie was like, oh, like she's like obviously her friends probably wouldn't say it out loud, but she's like, I know what I am. I know my role, which is like, and so instead of putting like, it's like, oh, it's not her friends calling her that. It's her calling her that, which is like, it's like the Pitch Perfect, like Fat Amy thing where it's like, oh, it's okay to call her fat if they're calling themselves fat in the script. And it's like, I feel like you're trying to take like claim, like latch onto the body positivity of like fat people actually identifying as fat. But now you're turning around and being like, no, we're going to call you fat. But in the script, you're going to call yourself fat. So it's okay, right? It's like, no.
Also, you're pairing fat with ugly.
Exactly.
It's not like it's very big difference. And if my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, of like reclaiming the word fat is talking about it in a neutral sense. So like, yeah, if you like do decide to call yourself fat, shape. Like it's not much different than just, yeah, it's describing someone as like thin or athletic
or tall,
but short or tall. Yeah.
It's like, it stops
being neutral. If you're saying she's the ugly fat friend, like,
it's like, I'm going to give you a smidgen, listener. If you're like, what the hell is this that they're talking about? I'm going to give you a smidgen of advice. If someone calls himself fat and you say no, and that they're saying it in a neutral way, right? They're not saying like, oh my gosh, I'm so fat. But just case in point, just stop saying, when someone calls himself fat, don't say you're not fat, you're beautiful. Don't say that.
Yeah.
That's my one bit of advice for this little smidgen of a soapbox. Stop saying that.
I think that's solid advice.
Exactly. Yeah. Stop giving connotation to body, anything, describing the way someone's body look. Like, what do they call it with like food? Stop moralizing. Food. Stop moralizing bodies. All bodies are bodies, and all bodies are beautiful. All bodies are valid. And not good or bad, they're just bodies, right? So
right, yeah, which is a which happens a lot in this episode where when Terry calls herself fat, it's like, no, Terry, you're beautiful. They do that more than once, and it's like,
you just need some self-confidence. It's like, okay. Yeah, it's like, I would just say I was uncomfortable. I just
but Terry does lack, that's the thing, and I wish it was understood though that her lack of self-confidence, like, I think they're trying to frame it as like she should have been confident because Spinner liked her, but like it also shouldn't be down to like whether or not a boy likes her. It should be like, hey, because like,
yeah,
you're beautiful, Terry. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. But so outside of school, Spinner's bullying some kids and he catches up to Terry to ask for geography notes, which we all know is the universal sign of like, he's flirting with you, like, he needs, oh, can I borrow your notes? Like, you were in the same class I was in.
And like, we all fucking know that Spinner doesn't study.
Exactly. Why are you studying all of a sudden? He asked her if she's going to the dance. And she's like, no, like, my dad won't let me. Totally lying.
Okay,
Ashley, cool. Ashley comes over and she's planning this first dance. So she's very nervous because it's the first night dance, as she promised the school president. Just follow through.
Yeah.
And so Radish is like, if you fuck this up, we'll never do this again.
You know what Radish was like? Radish came in to be principal, and he's like, listen, a lot of shit went down in Retro Degrassi at these dances. We're cutting off. It's like very like Footloose. Like, we can't have any more dance. Like, this one bad thing happened. We're not doing it anymore. It's illegal.
I mean, what happened at those dances? Like, the school burned down at a dance?
Like, I mean, they had a teen pregnancy. It wasn't a dance, but it's affiliated to some extent.
It was an after-school activity.
Fucking Stephanie K got fucking drunk off Bailey's.
Port wine and tequila. Like, she just like drank everything. And
fucking threw up in the bathroom. Remember when Erica was seeing that like some like older guy like stuck into the middle school dance and they're making out the hallway.
It was like a mono outbreak because of the dance, because of one dance.
Like, nothing good comes out of Degrassi dances, as we've seen in this episode as well.
Nothing good. And we will continue to see on the show. Dances are terrible. I don't know if anyone allows them to have dances though. Paige goes over to Spinner and she starts to flirt with him, but like, he's brushing her off. She's like, are you going to the dance? And he's like, oh yeah, you know. Like, she's like, oh, save me a dance. He's like, yeah, sure. Like, he's not interested in her. Yeah. Paige overhears Ashley talk to Terry about Spinner, who clearly has a crush on her. And Paige is like, oh, okay. So I have competition now. And
for when Terry's like, Spinner.
Y'all really fighting over Spinner? Spinner likes Fred Durst. What are you talking about?
Spinner is Fred Durst. This, oh my gosh, he really is, because like he's got all the girls like just like
how Fred Durst like fucked like didn't he fucking bring his and Christina Aguilera? Like, how? Like who? Like I think he took Christina Aguilera to like P.F. Chang's before it like it became like before it became oh, like man. A ubiquitous like suburban mall like, place. I think P.F. Chang's is like a hot spot in Hollywood. Like he like was Fred Durst spotted at P.F. Chang's with Christina Aguilera, with young starlet Christina Aguilera.
Oh man, I could fucks with some P.F. Chang's actually right now.
Those lettuce wraps?
You know, that's what I was thinking about. Damn.
They're the best thing at P.F. Chang's. I have not had a lettuce wrap. I should make lettuce wraps.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I need to do that.
Mm-hmm. I like to make mine with like ground turkey.
Yes, girl. Health. Wealth.
Yeah.
Well-being.
Well, it's more because it just tastes good.
Yeah, I don't like the taste of ground beef. I do pork. Really? Pork, I do. I eat a lot more ground pork here because it's easier to find. And I like that better than, that's more comparable to ground turkey in my mind than I don't like ground beef.
Really. That's true. That's true. I think it makes sense. I think ground pork and ground turkey work best in lettuce wraps. I think beef can be kind of odd.
Yeah.
But Paige is happy to hear that Terry's not going. And Ashley's like, come on, Terry, go. And Paige's like, if Terry can't go, Terry can't go. Like she goes full, like, kind of like Gretchen Wieners. Like,
yes.
We should stop tell Phaser. Like, just like, oh God, calm down.
Yes. I was thinking where does come that, from? I was thinking that, yeah, it's definitely their like triangle, like girl friend group is very much like what is portrayed in Mean Girls. Like that exists. It's been shown time and again of like the kind of hierarchy in a friend group and like the pettiness and the kind of passive aggressive being like, so like head tilt and a smile. It's like, oh, Terry, like you don't want to go to the dance because you're not like confident. <It's>
like, well, I'm sorry. Maybe you should stay at home and cry about it.
Yeah, like I don't want you to feel so bad because we're having so much fun, like with all the boys that would dance with us.
You know? Just don't want you to feel uncomfortable. Like if you feel like you're gonna be uncomfortable, I want you to feel uncomfortable. So I think you should stay home.
Yes. Like, oh man.
So okay, this is when we meet Sean.
Ah!
Do you want to introduce the people to Sean?
Oh, fucking Sean Cameron. So Sean Cameron is the quintessential bad boy of Degrassi. And this is pre-Craig as well. So he's like, he's the mysterious, like he has a past and it's mysterious. And
he's kind of rough around the edges, but there's like a softness in him maybe.
Yes, like I could fix him. Like, and literally we don't even know anything about him, but we learned so much just of his entrance in this school. So it's an amazing entrance. He is on the back of a motorcycle, which is we learned later is his brother. Yeah. And he drops him off at school and he's like, thanks for the ride. Like you're like, wait, is he hitchhiking or does he know this person? Like you don't know. And you know, he looks up at the school and he takes off his helmet and he does a run through his hair, which it's not a great run through. Like there's been better run through his hairs, but like the fact that he does it, I'm like, okay. And he's wearing a jean jacket that's definitely like worn, like he probably got it from his brother or something, because Sean Cameron is the next generation version of Rick.
Yes, but actually and fully fleshed out, like he has
fully
a very clear arc. Yes. Whereas Rick kind of showed up, won the lottery and left.
Want some licorice? I'm rich.
You say it's so perfect.
Oh man, and I forgot that Sean had earrings. Like he has listen, there is something about a white boy at like a young enough age that can hold and like wear some earrings, and I'm like, okay, like you know yourself somehow. I don't know how, but like
like you're really going for like a look, like you really committed to a look.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't care if earrings are cool or not. Like, and I'm not like, I'm wearing the earrings aren't wearing me, you know?
Word.
Yeah. And
yeah, Sean like, was definitely like my like little crush watching this show when I was in middle school. I was like, oh my God, Sean is like so cute and like he's so bad, but he's like, I think he's like nice and sad. Like, if you got to know him, he'd be so nice.
Yes, exactly. Like, we are all Emma. Like, we are literally all Emma when it comes to Sean.
I legitimately remember when this is kind of a jump ahead. I won't spoil too much, but at one point Sean leaves the show and he comes back, and the return. Remember, like, it's a season premiere of like season 7, or is it later in the show? It's like a huge deal when Sean returns.
I think
like,
chills oh, right now.
It was like long, and I was like, oh shit! Like, he got like cut, he got like buff, and it's like, oh shit, Sean comes back, and that was like part of the big, like, the promo of it. Yeah. I was like, you get to see Sean. It's like, oh shit, Sean is back on the show. Like, we missed you. And I remember, like, I went to a football game with a friend, and their plan was like, hey, we're going to the football game, and then after, I'm going to go to your house, and we're going to watch the premiere of Degrassi. So, like, oh, her mom was driving us, and her mom's like, she's like, mommy, go faster, like, because we have TiVo. She's like, it's going to be on soon. You need to go. We go to her house and like sat, and we literally spent the entire time in her basement just screaming every time Sean came on the screen. Yes. We just screamed.
Yes.
Like, I miss being a teenager. It was so, I think we were like 15, 16. It was so fun. Oh my God.
Like, and the, like, honestly, I'm trying to think of like another, like, cause again, I'm trying to think of another, like we were the same kind of age as Sean. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't like we were like, oh my gosh, like Usher. Like, it wasn't that kind of fangirling. It was like fangirling after like an approachable person that you could possibly actually date at your school.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Especially because the great thing about Degrassi is that the people on it, they cast until later seasons where it got to a little bit, I think the Hollywood influence came in too much. They looked like people you could have gone to school with. So like, Sean was like so cute to you, but it was like, yeah. Sean could go to your school. Like,
exactly. You know,
Jimmy was so cute, but like, he could have gone to like your high school. Like, it wasn't out of the realm of possibility. Or like watching, I don't know, any of these other shows where like they're all so old and they clearly, yeah, like there's no way any of these people would go to high school.
Exactly. With you, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, the entrance of Sean Cameron, I mean, I screamed up. I screamed at my TV when I was watching it, because it's like, it's like a flood of memories of like what's to come. Mm-hmm. It's a flood of like the, like, just he's literally like the Sean of Boy Meets World, like where it's just like mysterious, like not really like knowing like exactly why he is the way he is, but you know you're gonna learn, and you know that, mm-hmm. that he has a softer side, and he just like, he just needs someone to like show him love, and I could be that person for him.
You know? And you're like 13. You're like, I can, yes, do this. Yes. I know I have no experience dating, but I can take on this, the role of healing your trauma. I just know I can.
Yes, exactly. Like, it, like the constant, I was, side note, I was listening to an episode of Mortified, the podcast. And mm-hmm. they were, the episode I was listening to was like, prove your love to me. And then, it was so good. And it was like, and one of the stories they were showing was about, like, it was just an I am conversation, which are my favorite when they recreate, and like two actors will act out an I am conversation. And one of them was like this girl who was like obviously so invested in this boy, but he was giving her nothing. And mm-hmm. she's like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong? Like, I just want you to talk to me. Like, I can help. And he was like, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Like, I just know. I just feel like, you know, like you're just kind of being distant from me. And like, they're like 12.
God. Oh my God.
That's like, literally, yeah. Like, we're like, I mean, blame Hollywood for that being like, this is how.
I mean, but it's so crazy how early that trope is ingrained in, like, I think especially in particular girls, that like, yeah, you can change him. Like, why was I thinking that? And now I think about it, a lot of like the characters I loved growing up were like damaged. Yeah. And I was like, I could do it.
I know.
Fix them. Like, I think at one point I like, this sounds so crazy, I would like think about like, I was obsessed with Harry Potter, and I would think about like Voldemort and be like, what if like all Voldemort needs is like someone to just like get to fall in love with, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's why everyone loves, like,
bitch, that was like, Voldemort. I was like, I could change him. What he needs is just someone to love.
Listen, I mean, that trope exists. I mean, number one, that fan fiction definitely already exists, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, there's so much Voldemort fanfic.
Yeah. And then also, it's like the idea of like fangirling over serial killers, like that kind of like,
yeah, that's a bridge too far, though. These bitches out here talking about Richard Ramirez, I could change him. Like, girl,
bitch, those people were scary.
Oh my sis, what the night crawler, the night stalker, that, you think you could change?
And those nasty ass teeth,
them teeth.
If nothing else, like, the teeth are not a deal breaker for you. Come on. Come on. Yeah.
It's like, babe, do better. Can you imagine being the friends of a woman who, like, loves serial killers and, like, writes to them? Like, what's that called? Like, do you have a conversation with her? Do you have an intervention at any point to be like, babe, like, you can't keep writing to murderers? Babe, like, get on Tinder. Like, what's the deal? Like, why can't you just find someone on the outside who hasn't killed?
Literally, this is love after lockup.
You know, honestly, I know men are trash, but most men haven't murdered. Like, you could find someone who has never murdered in their life.
Girl.
But anyway, in class, Emma is trying to convince JT and Toby to go to the dance, but they're not interested. And Manny can't go because her parents, I guess, are strict. And they're like, it's a nighttime dance. So I can't go. So Emma's disappointed. And she's like, I have no one to go with. Like, I really want to go. And she's like, you know, whatever. Simpson enters with Sean. And we find out that Sean actually used to go to Degrassi, which explains why when he got off the motorcycle, he kind of looked at it like, back on my old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Like, familiarity was there.
Yeah.
He used to go to Degrassi, but he moved and now he's back. And Simpson's like, hey, Sean, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself? And he's like, no. And then sits down. And I was like, that's some king shit, though. That's king shit. And Emma takes notice. She's like,
oh,
wow. If I was in class, I'm like, damn, it's an option. I could just say no. And then he won't say nothing about it. He's just like, okay. Oh, I'm going to say no all the time. Ashley's doing the morning announcement promoting the dance. And Paige is in class with Spinner and Terry. And she looks over at Spinner. But she knows the Spinner is looking over at Terry.
He is staring.
He is looking at
her. Apologetically.
Yeah. But Terry looks up too. And she like gives him a little smile. Uh-huh. And Paige is seething.
Oh, she, like, literally, like, cartoon, like, steam is coming out of her ears. Red face.
Seriously, she's like, this is not good for me. He's not looking at me. What's that about? Doesn't he know I'm a hottie? My shirt says.
Paige is literally me. Like, I try to, like, wear a shirt sometimes. I'm like, people, and my shirt will say, I don't have to say it myself. Paige is literally me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's how I feel when I wear my Frida Kahlo shirt. It's just like, like, you know what I'm about. Yeah. You'll get it. Like, you get what I'm doing right now, right?
Yeah. It's like,
absolutely.
If you get it, you get it. Like, those are my favorite shirts. I remember I had a shirt. I wish I still had it. It was a shirt, like, of, like, referencing The Office. And it was Dwight dressed up as a bear holding a beach riding a Battlestar Galactica ship. And wow, I was like, if you, like, it was, like, one of those things where it's like, if you get it, you get it. And we can connect. And if you don't, then fuck off. Don't ask me what my shirt means.
Don't you even fucking dare. I will not talk to you. I'll just say no.
Sean, I'll pull a Sean Cameron on your ass.
Just wait. But Sean is sitting by himself eating a sandwich during lunch. Jimmy walks over, establishing that Jimmy knows Sean. And he's like, hey, you know, I know you got held back, but things will be the same. Okay, Aubrey Graham's acting is so bad.
Oh my god,
he does this thing where like he walks, I think he's doing his cool black guy walk, which is funny to me because Aubrey Graham was raised by his white Jewish mother and his bubby. Yep. And I guess, I don't know, maybe he went one summer down to Tennessee where his black daddy lives and it said like, this is like how black guys walk, because you know that Aubrey Graham was told during the auditions, like, can you make it a little more urban, maybe, like,
yeah, more like, of like a hip-hop vibe we're going for.
Yeah, we're kind of going for like kind of like a, you know, like an edgy, like kind of like hip, like, you know, like, can you just make it a little bit more, you know, yo yo yo, maybe, like, hey, you know.
And that's where Drake was born, you know?
Yeah, like, and that's why
is what the people want? Okay.
He walks over to Sean the weirdest, like, I'm a, like you can't see me, but you hear me. I'm like, like that kind of walk. Like,
thumb flicking my nose, like, yeah, what's good, it's, blood?
It's over the top. And I'm like, babe, you're in Canada and you were bar mitzvahed. Ari Graham was bar mitzvahed. So I'm like, yeah, I can't.
Give us your Hebrew name, sir.
Like, what's your, give me your Hebrew name. This is cultural appropriation. I can't stand by this. Like, I don't care if you're half black. This feels about me.
Like, it's a lot. And it's, yeah, it's like, sit the fuck down, Mr. Degrassi Community School, please. Like, stop.
But again, it might not be his fault. You know, the casting people. And I was just like, yeah, okay. We're going to run that scene again. If you can just like, maybe like, you know, like J Rule, you know, like J Rule, like, you know, like do like that, more like that.
Yeah. He's more the vibe we're going for.
Yeah. We're going more like J Rule, less Paul Simon.
I mean, like, let's not talk about Aubrey Graham's hair at this stage in his life.
Yeah.
He's
not shaped up.
Exactly. He has an afro, but like, where are the borders? Where are the lines?
I mean, I hate to say it, but he has mixed boy afro who has a white parent, a white mother specifically. It's
yeah.
There, let's just say that he has that. Like, yeah. It's very clear. But yeah, so he comes over, he's like, ayo, Sean. Ayo, Sean, what's good?
What's good? And Sean's like, sorry, what? Sean's literally more hood than Demi. Like, Sean's literally like lives in the streets.
Sean, the actor, looks at the camera. He's like, I'm sorry, I can't do this. This feels really offensive to me. I can't. He's like, I'm a well-respected Canadian child actor. Like, I can't have this on my resume. I can't have this on my reel. Okay. Yes. It's not good for me. So, but Jimmy goes over. He's like, hey, you know, I know you've been held back, but it doesn't mean that like the guys are going to mess you. We're going to John on you like that. And Sean just looks at him. He's again, like in the looks of like, can you stop with this minstrel show? I don't like it. And he walks away. What if that's actually why he walked away? Not because he was offended, but because like, he just was like, I can't be seen with this. I have to go.
Sean, we appreciate you.
Sean's a woke king. He's like,
yes, oh my gosh, yeah, but it's like, it's very vague, like we're kind of like getting pieces of Sean's story, but we're not really sure, like, because Jimmy's referencing like something like, oh, like, you know, like, you know what happened last year, like it's forgotten, like don't worry about it, the like our friend crew or whatever doesn't really care anymore, you know?
Right, it's like what happened. And now I think about it, I don't think we ever find out what happened, because all we know is that Sean had some family issues and went back to live with his family and then came back.
Yeah.
I don't think he did anything to the people there. He had some shit happen when he went back to Wasega Beach. Some shit happened over there, but I know he didn't. Maybe the writers intended and then they just never dropped the storyline.
Because it's like, if anything happened. It was like, I think possibly they'll explain it, but it's like, it was like such a like not even a real like, issue that no one was really thinking about, like the speaking about it was so big that when we actually found out, it was like, what? And then we forgot about it, like it wasn't anything.
yeah But Emma's watching this and she's like, wow, he walked away from Jimmy, pretty cool guy, pretty cool. So
he's got, she's moved on to like civil rights activism. She's like, ooh, I like this stance he's got. Like,
yeah, I also felt that Jimmy was laying on a little bit too thick.
She's like, I'm attracted to this. Something's tingling inside me. I don't know what it is, but I want to find out, you know?
Right. Ashley is offering to Terry that she's like, let me just dress you up. Like, this is all you need. I'm going to dress you up and you're going to look great. And Paige is like, please don't do that. Like, because Paige knows, like, Paige is like, I know this bitch is pretty. Don't fucking make her prettier. She's prettier than me. I can't deal with you fixing her up. This will be bad for me.
Yeah. I feel like I forgot what Paige exactly said, but she said something like, she was like, to some extent, she was like, So you think a makeover is gonna like help her? Like she's kind of alluding, being like she doesn't have like the confidence to hold it up as well. Like she needs more than that.
She said that, and she also was like, "What is this? Like some low rent like makeover show, Ashley? Like Terry's better than that." But in her head, she's like, "Oh, please, please don't put makeup on her. Please don't do it. Please don't do it." So the last thing I need is for you to put a fucking hair straightener through this girl's hair. I'm gonna be finished. Over for me. But Ashley's like, it'll be fun. Like, it doesn't matter who we dance. Ashley's being a very supportive friend. So it doesn't matter who we dance with at the dance. Like, it'll be fun. We'll get ready together and then we'll go to the dance together and just like have a good time. And
but also, my problem with Ashley in this scene is like, okay, she's like being like, oh, it's gonna be so much fun. Number one, Ashley, you're working the door at this event, so you're barely going to be inside. Number one.
True.
And number two, you're that person with a fucking long-term boyfriend that's like, it's fine. Like, just come out and have fun. It doesn't matter that you're single and no one wants to date you. It's fine. And whereas, like, you know, like, Ashley knows that she's going to have, like, Jimmy's going to be there and she's going to have a good time. So, like.
Good point. You know Ashley's going to be with Jimmy all night.
Exactly.
If she's not working, that's true.
Like it's that friend that like don't invite your boyfriend out if we want to have a girls' night, you know? Like that's not,
I can see that.
That's not fun for me. Are you not picking up on that? She makes the awkward third wheel situation happen. Ashley does.
I think Ashley loves it. She needs someone, like her relationship doesn't exist unless other people are there to witness it. So it's like, I need you to be here to validate us. But Paige is like, okay, if you're doing this, if you're gonna be giving her style advice, I better be there. And I'm like, true. Paige is that bitch. Bring her out. Bring her out, right? So Emma is ignoring Toby and JT because they don't want to go to the dance and she's mad at them. And I guess Toby has a crush on Emma now, but JT's like, don't worry about these little girls, okay? Because I have this exchange happened. So instead of pulling out a VHS like Yik did, it's a list, like a handwritten list of websites. He hands it to Toby.
URLs is what he calls them.
Toby says, "Where did you get these URLs?"
Oh my god!
I'm just like, why would you like? Obviously, he's like, "Where did you get these? Like, you like these websites? Like links? Like you like the website? Like." Where'd you get these URLs? And JT goes, I have a cousin who's really into the net.
What the fuck? This is weird. This is like, again, where this happened in Degrassi Junior High, where it's like, because remember they, like, Yik and Arthur had like, they had like walkie talkies and they had like the technology of that time. Remember Arthur's mm-hmm. like, look at my calculator watch.
Yeah.
And now it's like they're supposed to be the nerds and it's like, oh, we're going to use all these technical terms like the net and URLs. And it's just like.
even in 2001, people didn't like, do we talk about the internet differently? Yeah. Like you might say the web. People would say the web. Like, it's very outdated, but like I could see someone be like, oh, it was like on the web. But like but for you to be like the net URLs.
I do remember though. Having to like, I remember at some point, like when we would have like computer lab class or whatever, or computer lab time, mm-hmm. and we had to like learn how to research and shit. I remember having to like write down like websites on like a little like scrap piece of paper for like reference later. Yeah.
The whole thing, like HTTP://.
Yes, because I remember when we first learned how to do bibliographies. We didn't type them. We had to handwrite them. And they're like, if you don't write this correctly, like you're gonna go to jail for plagiarism. It's
like, what? Like, because you're reading my paper, looking at the bibliography, and then typing it in manually, like, bib. No, you're not. Why are you lying?
I mean, like that. I literally just had a flashback of like, they really had us out here like pretending that copy and paste didn't exist for us. Like being like
because they also has handwrite everything, so it was like before we were actively using the computer to like write papers,
because they were always like
things so much easier.
They were, because I remember at that point they're like, well, you never know, maybe you'll have to handwrite it, maybe you won't have a computer at hand to do this for you. And they're like, make us memorize all the different forms and like the order that shit had to go in for the citation, as if like, what was that, that citation website?
I know what you mean. Like, because there's the style books, even the style books exist, like APA, MLA, like all those exist. You can reference as manuals. They exist for you to do it, but you're making me memorize it. Like there isn't a whole like business where they tell you every fucking citation of anything possible, tell you exactly how to do it. And there's no way to fuck it up.
It's like when there's like, it was like, well, you, when we were doing math, and like, well, you need to learn this to do this by hand, because you know you're not always going to have a calculator on hand.
Booyah, well, bitch!
Fucking smartphones, get the fuck out of here, okay? With your fucking algebra, get out of here. I don't need to learn long division, you bitch. I have a calculator on hand 24/7.
How could you not foresee where technology would go, ma'am?
Those people are so, they were like those petty people that are like, well, I paid off my student loans, so everyone should.
Those are like the same, they're literally the same people that I used to work with. I used to work in a very boomer company. Like, everyone was old as shit. And they all thought that Ellen video where Ellen was like, she had like a 17-year-old who couldn't use a rotary phone. They thought it was so funny. I was like, yeah, sorry, she can't use technology that she's never had to use nor she'll ever have to use. It's not for being on Ellen. And they were like really like guffawing, like, oh, these kids can't use technology that's obsolete. I'm like, bitch, fucking edit the PDF, Mary, but you can't. But you can't do that, bitch.
Turn this Word document into a PDF.
I dare you. Put it into a zip folder.
Compress it. Attach it as an
email. Now decompress it. I fucking dare you. I dare you to send an email that's not reply all. I swear to God, if you do it right.
Oh my God.
I will give you a fucking $500,000 if you do it right. And you never do. But oh, poor the 17-year-old. Oh, she can't. Oh, she has to go to the, they told her like look in the Yelp pages. She can't figure it out. Like, yeah, because why would she need to do that? Like I said, I didn't go on that rant, but they were talking about it at my job and they were laughing. And like, I mean, I said, it's not that much different than asking me to try to drive a Model T. Like, sorry, exactly. I can't drive this car from 1920. Like,
exactly.
It's not funny. That's just weird.
Yeah. Like my parents are like this. So I have a lot of trauma around long division because my dad was reinforcing what my teacher was like, well, you know, you need to learn this. It's a necessary life skill. And I'm like, well, look how much I use it now.
But yeah, so they're porn websites and DJ's like, okay, let's hang out tonight and check these out. And Emma's still like pissed because the guys won't come and she has nobody to hang out with. And Liberty turns around and says, Emma, are you really going to let some prepubescent boys dictate your amusement? And I was like, fuck. Liberty was on some shit. She was like, bitch, you really going to let these boys hold you back from your hot girl summer?
And who is Liberty?
Couldn't be me.
Not like fucking Liberty and her like fucking denim overalls or whatever the fuck she's wearing this episode.
She's a sex positive girl boss. She's like,
she's Lucy.
Yeah, she's like
less cool. I'm Lucy.
She's like a hybrid between like Lucy and like Nancy, kind of.
Oh,
like,
yes.
She's like, oh, like you're not gonna go dance because JT and Toby aren't going. Yeah. Have you seen how much fucking hot ass, petty hot ass boys are in the school and you're waiting for JT and Toby?
Come on, girl. She's like,
girl, get you some strange. So she turns back around. But at Toby's house, the boys are waiting for Toby's parents to leave. I've totally been that. Like, where I'm like, if I wanted to watch a movie that I was not supposed to watch, I'd be like, oh my God, waiting for mom to leave. Like, can I get the fuck out so I can watch? Like,
and then
I don't know, like, what should we call it? Was that movie with Neve Campbell and Denise Richards?
Wild Things.
Yeah, I'm like, mommy, get out of here so I can watch Wild Things. Like, it's so horny, you need to leave.
But then you gotta wait like a few minutes after they leave just in case, like, they like,
because I always forget shit. Yeah, I always forget shit.
Every time. Yeah.
Like, I forgot the pan of chicken. I don't know. My mom was always cooking for like a party. Like, oh, I forgot the rice. Like, get out of here. I'm trying to
get out of here, mom.
trying to jill off to fucking Wild Things. You need to get out.
I need my privacy, okay?
I swear to God, if you don't get the fuck out of here. I'm so horny. So as soon as they leave, though, they count down like 5 seconds and they jump on the computer. I'm like, that's way too soon. Like, you're brave. But Terry comes out after getting made over and she looks great. Okay. She's got her little black tank top on, her little like kind of like satiny little skirt and her like platform little sandals.
Everyone had this fucking skirt. It was like, it was an A-line skirt that you couldn't move a lot in. It was breathable, but like you were still pretty restricted. Like you're not twerking in that thing. Cause like,
no,
unless you're going to ride up your skirt, you know?
Yeah.
Which, but she's very much like quintessential, like early 2000s. Like, this is my fit for the dance. Okay.
Yeah, this is my night look.
Yeah.
You guys can see the face I made just now, but I did a squint. Like,
yeah, very much like Tyra's like, okay, today's challenge, go from daytime to nighttime. Because this is a supermodel, you never know when the next party is.
She loved that challenge. I'm like, why would that be happening though? Like, she's like, you might have a daytime shoot and then have to go out to a party with Valentino and do coke, but not me because I'm perfect. I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Like, and she'd be like so obsessed with the makeup. I'm like, really, honestly, it'd be hot as fuck if you show up with like smeared makeup, because that was like the look. Like, oh, she's like, yes, deconstructed. Like, she's like, this isn't good. You need a red lip. Like, no, I don't, bitch. Like, I literally don't. But she comes out and Paige is like, wow, Terry, you like look great. And she's like,
but in a condescending way, be like, oh wow, I was shocked that you're like not hideous. Like, you could actually pull a look.
Like, you're like really pretty right now. And like they zoom in on Paige's eye and it's like twitching. She's like, she's so pretty. Expect this shit.
Yeah.
How they do this. Ashley, but Ashley's like, oh my god, you look great. She's like, I need to leave now, so go set up. Like, let's go. Like, let's get out of here. And Paige is like, no, like I need to freshen up. She eyes the liquor. She's like, I need to freshen up a little bit. Terry, wait for me. And yeah, she's annoyed. But she's like, it'll take a minute. I sweat off all my makeup. So Ashley like leaves, right? Yeah.
All your cover girl, like tinted moisturizer, like two shades off.
If that.
And like some like clear, like flavored lip gloss.
Mm-hmm. And like glitter shadow.
Oh yes. And like a body roll on body glitter.
Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah.
How could I forget, of course.
Yeah, there was like also like perfume, but like it literally smells like Limited Two. Like, it's not a good scent.
Yes, you smell like Limited Two.
Yeah.
That's so true. I guess it's justice now. at the dance, Emma gets dropped off by Spike, who embarrasses her, and she's like, don't walk home alone. And everyone hears her and it's like, oh, Spike, come on. But Emma is wearing a tie-dye yellow and orange t-shirt with a gigantic metallic heart.
Yes. Speaking of Limited Two.
I was like, what is like that? How does she, where'd she get that? Where'd you get that?
Yes. And she like, she's wearing this like, it looked like some like possibly holographic type, like very thick plastic xenon of the 21st century top type crossbody bag. Mm-hmm. And Emma was attempting to wear a makeup look. Did you see she like had some eyeshadow on that was not, it was not doing many things for her.
Wasn't it kind of like whitish? Like it was really like, or like a weird color.
Yeah, it was like, it was an eyeshadow, like it looked like a teenager that's trying to do her own makeup, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like in, like in 20 in 2001 her, not today
with her fingers like she like did, you know, her like eyeshadow.
Yeah.
Oh, little baby.
I know.
But Terry's looking at herself, they're back at the house, she's looking at herself in the mirror and she's a little bit self-conscious. She's like, am I look too sexy or am I not sexy enough? So Paige is like, gotcha girl. So she's like cinches the skirt up her ass like, yeah, this is, you look great. You love it. Trust me.
Funny thing is though, because I remember seeing this like a while ago. If I could find it, I'll repost it on Instagram. I remember one of the meme accounts on Instagram for Degrassi like made this edit where Terry's like, I don't know. Do you think like this is like too much? And Terry is literally like covered. Like she is a like literal Duggar in this outfit. Like she's so modest and literally like, I mean, Paige hikes up her skirt, but it's slightly over the knee now, not just like at the knee. And Terry's like, whoa.
It actually does look better. Like it's a little short, but like it looks fine.
Exactly. But Terry's Terry's like, oh, I don't, this is a lot of skin. I don't know. It's like, girl.
She's like, oh, I don't know about this. I don't know. Oh, he's just like, don't worry, I'm gonna loosen you up, we're gonna drink some sherry. I'm like, are you guys 90? No. Are you 90? Why are you drinking sherry? Like, what the hell?
Because it's sweet as hell, that's why.
That's true, it goes down easy. Sean is at the dance, which is surprising he would show up. I feel like his like vibe, right? Like he would be at home fixing a bike, but he's like, no, he's like, I'm gonna come through, I'm gonna see who's there and like whatever, let's see what's up. So he goes to the dance. And again, king shit, he skips the line to pay. He's like, I'm not doing this. He drops his money, just goes in. He's like, I have, it's exact change. And he goes in. And again, Emma's there and she's like, oh my God. He's so confident. But also like Ashley, Emma, it is pretty awkward to go to the dance alone. Like I'm happy that she's like, Emma, Liberty's advice is good in that like, hey girl, make your own fun. But also like, it is kind of awk to go to like a dance. Yes. Alone.
Emma is that girl. Emma reminds me of the girl in school where like she's definitely not popular, but she like is like, Emma's like confident. Emma's confident. Like she's listen, she's confident. She has worn and I think will wear again those dolphin pants.
She's a lot of confidence.
She is very passionate about the environment and does not care about telling people about how passionate she is about the environment. And she's very much like that kind of like, that's sexist. Like she has no problem in like saying that kind of stuff when it's problematic. Mm-hmm. And like, she's that girl in school that like is, I mean, obviously like normal insecurities about stuff, but like, she's willing to put herself out there, which in teen years is like non-existent.
Right. It definitely is like shocking when that happens.
But like the fact that she went to the dance, she's like, you know what? Cause she really wanted to go to the dance. She's like, this is a rite of passage. Like I need to go do this. But she's also like kind of treating it very businesslike. She's like working the room. She's just walking up by herself, eating snacks and like, like just like observing people, which is very weird. Like she's so weird.
It's like, you don't know anybody. Like, you didn't like, there's like, I don't know. If I were in that situation, well, first things first, I wouldn't go to the dance alone without meeting up with someone. I probably would have linked up with like someone in my class. Like, cause I guess school just started. They're new. Like, it's a good time to make up new friend, but like, hey, are you going? Like, you might be like tag along. Like, you just, usually people aren't going to be mean to you. They'll be like, sure. And you now you have a new friend.
Yeah.
You hang out. But Spinner and Jimmy see her and start laughing. Spinner's like, she's got a heart on.
I know, that was funny.
That's pretty funny. But Toby, back at Toby's place, they can't get into the sites because there's a child block on the computer, but he manages to break through. And they're like, he's like, where should we start? Foxy ladies? Babes in heat? That's not a website name. Babes in heat?
Like, what the fuck?
Like, what? Like, you're in heat? Like,
we're not dogs.
Like, I'm not a dog.
Yeah, that's very weird.
It's very weird. Foxy ladies, babes in heat. So they try to get into the site, but now the dial-up's not working. They're like, oh shit, like it's a takeover. JT's freaking out. He's like, and he's like, how long is this gonna take? Tommy goes, could be hours, could be minutes, could be hours.
Toby is so fucking weird.
He's funny as fuck, though. The way he delivered that line is so like, could be minutes.
I know.
Could be hours.
I feel like
days, perhaps. It's like,
Toby is like that. I mean, because obviously it's like the actor portraying him, but like, I feel like Toby is like a real life person. Like, his character as a real life person is like that person that's like loves to like make things dramatic, like in a like an annoying way where it's like,
I feel like Toby is a weird kid, but would grow up to be kind of like an okay adult. Like he'd be like kind of like
yes,
funny.
Yes, yes.
Funny. Toby's kind of funny, but like And when you're 12, doing shit like that is mad weird.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, bro, how long is it going to take? Don't play games. I'm trying to see some titties. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Exactly. And the fact that, like the connection just, like, dropped and you just have to, like, wait for it to come back. There's no, like, troubleshooting at all.
You know, it's just like there's no internet. Like, you have to wait for it to come back. Like,
right. Oh, my God. Those days were terrible.
Terrible, terrible. So Paige is pouring Terry drinks and she's giving her dating advice. And Terry's starting to loosen up. And Terry's like, Paige is like, here, have mine. She's like, you'll feel better. Trust me. Like, and like, this is really fucked up. You're like, really, like, getting, like, it's, there's something. Yeah. It's very David Dobrik. Like, I don't drink, but I'm going to make sure everyone else is drinking lots. It's like, it's insidious. Like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like,
what is this?
I don't trust anybody who doesn't drink, but it wants me to drink. Not exactly. If you don't drink, and if anything, if you're sober, you don't drink, I'm probably not going to drink with you. We'll just hang out, do something else.
Exactly.
But if, like, you're like, nah, I'm not drinking, but you're just pouring me drinks, I'm like, so you're going to hurt me in some way? Because why are you doing this? It's weird. Exactly. But Toby and JT finally get into a site. And I was like, oh my God, they're pictures. I was like, oh, they're going to watch, like, porn videos. It's like, no, it's literally pictures. And I'm like, shit.
It's like the slowly loading, like, JPEG file that, like, comes in, like, bar by bar by bar.
Yeah. Paige is walking Terry to the dance, though, and she can, like, barely stand up straight. She's, like, really fucked up. She's like, I did not remember that she was still drinking in the street.
I know, me either.
A bottle of sherry, like a Golden Girl.
Also... It's very, very Golden Girl vibes for sure. Listener, I'm curious to know about in Canada, do you have, I was going to say open carry laws, open container laws, where are you allowed to, I didn't know if they were like, obviously she's not supposed to be drinking, period, but I didn't know if that made me curious. I'm like, are you allowed to drink outside?
Question. I don't know. Yeah. Listener, let us know if you can drink outside. Can't do that here unless you're in, like, Vegas or, like, Louisiana. Yeah, like,
designated areas.
Yeah, I think like, New Orleans is, like, a place where you can drink in the streets. Yeah,
that's one thing I love about China. You can, one of the things that my tipsy to drunk self loves doing is that you can order a drink and get it in a to-go cup and then leave and go to the next place.
Mm-mm.
And so you could also take drinks in taxis and cars. As long as you're not driving, obviously. And if you're going to a restaurant, if it's like a Chinese restaurant, you can bring your own alcohol. Like if it's like a kind of fancier, like Western restaurant, they're going to be more strict about it. Cause like they know like that because in Western like countries, that's not a thing, but you could bring your own alcohol to the restaurant and they'll open it for you and give you wine glasses and shit.
Oh, I love a BYOB.
Yes. It's the best. Yeah, and so, but so also it ensues a very sloppy time.
Oh yeah. No, BYOBs are always sloppy. Like, cause like you don't have to pay exorbitant fees for drinks. So you're going to bring a bunch of booze that was way cheaper. Exactly. You're drink it all. Exactly. Come on. It's great. But yeah, she's like drunk. And people are noticing this. Like people outside of the dance are like, whoa, that girl's like really.
She literally fucking smashes the bottle on a curb.
Yeah, she like fully like does an opa like and like breaks it. People are like, what? People are like, oh. Yeah.
Okay. Sadiq. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm gonna ask you this question later, and like after we finish a few scenes.
Okay. Yeah. Ashley runs into them though and like sneaks into the dance. She's like, oh my God, Terry's drunk. She's like, get in. Cause she doesn't want Radish to see. Cause like she's doing everything in her power to make sure this dance goes without any
hitches.
Yeah. So Emma's wandering around alone, like still. So she's like, oh, okay. Oh, they have balloons. Oh, okay. They have streamers. This is a dance. This is definitely a dance.
She's so weird. Yeah.
She's such a, Spinner goes over and is happy to see Terry. Once again, he ignores Paige. She's like, oh, hey, Spinner. And he's like, hey. So he compliments Terry. But Ashley's upset that Terry is drunk. And she's like, how did she have, like, why is she drunk? And Paige is like, I don't know, just like a few, like four or five. Spinner asks Terry to dance, though. He doesn't care if she's sloppy. He's like, well, it's a dance, girl. I love you. Emma's watching Sean from afar once again, and Jimmy invites. He's like, "Hey!" He comes over, he's like, walk again. He's like, "Hey!" She's like, "Hey, Sean, this after party at my house, grade eights only, but we'll make an exception for you. We'll make an exception for you, dog. Like, I don't, he's doing a lot.
Yeah.
And Sean is like, he just fucking goes at full aggro. He's like, stop bringing up the fact that I fucking left back. Like, stop it. And he looks like roughs him up a bit. Yeah. And they're like, kind of like tussling. And then Emma's like, hey, Sean, I want to dance.
Emma is
a villain. She, like, she does that in the middle of a fight to be like, what a dance.
Emma, like, literally, when you think of, like, when you're reading, like, a teen novel and, like, the speaker of the novel is literally like, I'm so awkward. Like, I'm, like, in their head, they're so awkward. Emma is literally, like, the physical manifestation of that awkward. Where it's like, I can't believe I just did that. Like, yeah, we can't either. Like,
but he says, we can't yes. either, girl. Like, but it worked.
Listen.
Yeah.
Her strategy is working, I guess.
I mean, I guess she's learning early that if you want to, like, seduce a man, like, when they're, like, in peak aggression, be like, hi, I'm a woman. I'm soft. And I will, let's dance. And then they're like, okay. And then I don't know. It's what I saw in the movies. So they go dance. And meanwhile, Paige is, like, angrily watching Terry and Spinner slow dance. And Terry's just talking. And she's like, do you believe in love at first sight? Oh, my God. I can't just do that. And Spinner's still okay with this somehow. I don't know. He loves his girl. He's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
JD and Toby are still watching porn alone together. And I guess they open up a new site, which I'm assuming shows a woman with fake boobs. Because they're like, whoa.
Are those real?
Are those real? Then we get a full-on record scratch. And the parents are like, I would say those are implants, silicone. Or saline solution. Wait, no, I have to do the voices. The dad's like, I would say that's, wait, what did he say?
Silicone.
He's like, or perhaps silicone? And she's like, oh, I say saline solution.
Oh my God. Like the, this is when I think of, like, do I want to be a parent? I want to be this type of parent. You know, like, I want moments like this where I could be like, y'all are dumb as hell. Like, you really thought, like, we're going to embarrass the hell out of you and you're going to learn a lesson. I love that.
And I love that. I love that energy too. Though, we'll get into it. I do not agree with the way they went about with this lesson, but we'll get there. So a fast song comes on and now Terry is getting down because she's drunk. She's like, throwing it back. People are laughing at her though because she's like drunk and like flailing. She looks crazy. She's flailing around. And I'm like, Ashley, get your friend. She's making an ass of herself. Like, just go get her. Like, this is when you come to
your friend.
Come
get your friend.
Come get your girl. Like, don't leave her out there like that. But Terry falls down. The music is very serious. And I thought she was like, something had happened. Like, oh, she's like having alcohol poisoning. No, she's just dizzy and then she wants to vomit. She's wearing platforms and she's spinning around and drunk. Yes. Like, it is about to happen.
And like Paige this entire time is just like laughing in the corner, such a bitch move. Like it's an escalation of what's happening.
It's fucking terrible. Yeah. And then Ashley has to like take her away to go vomit and Paige swoops in. She's like, so you see the dance for me? And they dance. I'm like, damn, bitch, that's fucking cold.
So cold.
Ice cold.
Paige.
I love her, but like you. Shit, that's so mean.
I know.
So I guess it's like the next Monday after the dance, and you know Emma's filling her in about the dance and Sean. She's like, "Should be nice. Oh my God, Sean is actually kind of nice." And JT and Toby try to evade the questions of what they actually did Friday night, but they eventually admit they got caught watching porn. And Emma and Manny clown the shit out of them. We find out that Toby's parents made them watch porn with them. Including ones with men, which is supposed to be like, oh, ew.
Gay porn.
You're like, you watch porn with males and female.
Oh my God.
But also, like, what does JD's parents think about that? Like, so if you want to do that with your son, go right ahead, I guess. But like, I don't know, as a parent, I'd be upset if like they're like, oh, they we found the boys them, watching porn. And I'd be like, oh my God, really? Like, yeah, so we decided to watch more.
Yeah,
but I'm like, that's a little weird.
Yeah, I guess it was like, My thinking is like their kind of aim was like kind of supposed to be like they were kind of there to kind of explain my thinking, right? If they're going to do it successfully, they'd be like, okay, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about like, this is porn and this can be entertainment, but like talk about like how that's not the reality of sexual relationships in real life. And that like, you know, I was hoping that was kind of a conversation. Like they're like, and then there's also, you know, people have sex like this. And some people enjoy this kind of porn, and that's okay too. But
yeah, no, I think I agree with you. I think that's what was implied. But my thing is like, I don't know. Like, I don't think porn is a bad thing. I watch porn,
right?
But they are, and I understand the importance of like teaching them, especially as young boys. Like, this is fake. Yeah. Like, this is not really what sex is. This is a performance. You need to understand that. But I don't know if the way to teach them that is like, we're going to sit down together and we're going to watch. It's like, I think we could just sit down and talk about it. I don't think we have to like, we're going to, cause I think it's like, I think it's also just, it's the level of discomfort I think is more than it needs to be.
I agree.
Like that's like a bit weird. And as a parent, I'm not a parent, but if I was a parent and I found another parent was like, yeah, we wanted to teach the boys why watching porn is wrong. So we sat down and we watched more porn with them explain. I'm like,
with my child too.
Just send him home and I'll take care of it. Like, you don't have to, like, tell me what happened, but like they were watching porn. I'm like, I got it. Send him home. I'll deal with it. You don't need to do this. But Terry gets to school and people are clearly talking about her and laughing about her. Yeah. And I guess she didn't get caught, but like she's really embarrassed because everyone, you know, she made an ass of herself basically. Spinner and Paige are hanging out together and he comes over to return her notes. And Paige walks over and she's like, it's okay, Tara. He'll be using my notes now. And I'm like, shit.
This fucking bitch. Oh my God.
God damn it. And Tara and Spinner would have been cute.
I would say a missed opportunity for sure. Yeah.
I think I like that relationship. I think it would have been actually kind of I mean, Spinner and Paige is like pretty iconic too, but I think Spinner and Terry would have been cute too. Cause he's kind of like a lovable oaf bully, but she's like really sweet. I think it'd be kind of like an interesting pairing of like, he's kind of an asshole, but she's like a sweet person who like kind of balances him a little bit.
I feel like Paige
and gets the kind aspects of him out.
Yes. I feel like Paige dating Spinner was like kind of like a high school relationship, but like, Paige is an alpha. She needs to be she needs to be dating an alpha too. Like Spinner's not an alpha, you know?
He's not. It doesn't make sense. Or even I shouldn't have just said that Terry would compliment Spinner, but also Spinner compliments Terry because she is very kind of like shy. Spinner seems a little bit more like fun and out there. He would pull out like the fun side of her. Like get her a little loose. Oh, they would have been so cute.
I know. They really, again, they played Terry.
They played her. Who they left her with? Rick.
Fucking Rick.
Ain't that some shit?
God damn it.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. We're not there yet. We can still enjoy. We can enjoy the good times while they're here.
Have you gotten a YouTube?
Yes. I think I've just got maybe one.
Or actually, hold on. Didn't you say you wanted to ask me something?
Oh yeah. So what did you think about Terry's drunk acting?
It wasn't great, but it wasn't, I think she was good initially when she kind of was like doing just like the, or like talking too much.
Right.
But then it got very like, you know, typical, like I'm going to touch my hair a lot. And I'm like, oh, I'm drunk. You know,
I also feel like I remember when I first started drinking, and I like felt like I was feeling buzzed and like tipsy, but I thought I was like, oh my gosh, I'm drunk. And I would kind of like, I felt like I'm thinking back on it, I feel like I was like kind of playing up. Like I feel like I was playing up how drunk I was.
I knew someone who did that all the time. Yeah. It was annoying. She'd have one beer and then be like, I'm drunk. I'm like, you're literally.
Well, I was not like that. I definitely.
Oh
was
yeah,
like
I know. Yeah,
yeah. But the kind of like young thing where it's just like you I think we all kind of like did it. So it's like, because it's like if you're in a fun environment, then you're just like, like you kind of like you're like I mean, I still have inhibitions, but I'm going to pretend that I have no inhibitions, even though I'm still kind of sober enough to have them. But I'm gonna let it go because I want to have fun, kind of thing.
Yeah, I feel that.
Let's see. Okay, so oh, Bart Simpson. He was in the comments section this week.
Oh my god, Bart Simpson, I love your work.
Yes. They said, I've always hated Toby since, well, they're, oh my gosh, their grammar is so bad. Sorry. Their spelling is off everything. I've always hated Toby since day one. He's always getting in other people's business and ruining others' happiness.
Ruining others' happiness. Jesus. Yeah.
And then the last comment I've got, which I think is so accurate, Regina from 3 years ago says, you know, Lauren Collins is an amazing actress when you can't stand Paige in an episode.
Like, you she know that's is. Good acting. She really sells Paige as like being yeah. this, like fucking bitch. Like she's good.
But she's like the anti-hero, right? Because you're just like, you're like, oh my gosh, I fucking love you. Like you're like, I want to be you and have that confidence and like that authority that you have over people, but like also you suck.
But like, I mean, I think she like she kills like the Regina George of it all, like, which again, this came out before Mean Girls, but it's very Regina George. Like she's like a heinous bitch, but like you're attracted to her. Like she's funny and like I enjoy her watching this person. Exactly. But I would hate to be like, you know, catch their wrath. It'd be kind of scary.
Oh, yeah, very much. Yeah. So.
Shall we do our song?
Yes. Okay. So the one I picked was, I was going for, okay, this would definitely be a song playing at a middle school dance in the early aughts.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the porn of it all.
Okay.
I chose Hot in Here by Nelly.
Nice. I think you mean Hot in Her.
Sorry, Hot in Her. Yeah, because like, mm-hmm. even the spelling of it, it's like it's the her spelling, not the here spelling.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, there was a time and place where this was like, as a middle school student, you heard this song and you're like, oh shit, like this is sexual.
I will never forget, like, Hot in Her, because I remember the summer it came out, yeah. It was like, on MTV. Constantly, it was like constant rotation of the songs on TRL all the time. You know, the part of like Mean Girls where they see the little sister and she's like, listen to like milkshake, like doing. But it was true because you were like 10, like in the like doing. Yes, I would never dance like that in public. Rolling, I was definitely like body rolling, just like dancing very sexually, like alone. Yes. But it was fun.
It was so sexual for like the teens of the early aughts, and it was just like, holy shit. So what was your song pick for this episode?
Okay, so that's a tough act to follow, because that's a good song to pick. I was thinking, okay, what was a song that would have played in early aughts dance? But also I was thinking like the Paige Terry of it all was like really interesting, because like it was just so aggressive. Like Paige, like the aggressive way in which she like, I'm going to take this boy, I'm gonna do it. I need him. Like, you need it. I'm gonna get you drunk. I'm gonna ride your skirt up and make you dance monkey, and then I'm gonna take your man. So I chose He Loves You Not by Dream. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
He loves you not.
Oh my god, yes.
Because it's like a fun, like kind of bitchy, like girl fighting kind of song.
Yes. And I was like, yeah. But like this peak, like the sound of that song is only from like 2001, 2002, like that time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I had this song. Do you remember the Hit Clips?
Yes.
I had this song on a Hit Clip.
I love that for you. Yes. Were you just like in the mirror, just like doing your choreo?
Yeah, like this is one of those songs that like like I wanted so badly to like know a choreography, like dance to. Like there was like some songs that just like was like I think of this one and like Bejeweled songs. Like
Bejeweled?
But not Bewitched, sorry, Bewitched.
Oh, it's like Bejeweled. Who's that?
Bejeweled was the fashion trend, Bewitched was the group.
Oh yeah. I used to think I could Irish step dance because of Bewitched.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yes. So yeah, that sound is just so like early, like that's the tween sound. Cause the, mm-hmm. no high schoolers were really listening to it that much. Like
yeah, Dream was very like, well, they're like one hit wonders, but also like it's like they're definitely more like the tween audience. Yeah. Like
you some know, high schoolers they weren't like not really.
Yeah, because they weren't really like Britney. Because this is like they weren't really Britney. They're just like for like a younger crowd. Yeah. Still like pop, like like coordinated dancing and like with the coordinated like all pink outfits.
Yes. Yeah, that is a great pick.
Thank you. I had another pick, but I think that one's gonna be better. I'm not gonna tell you what it is, but I was like, oh, it's so
good. We've got plenty of dances left in Degrassi, and
well, I'm also excited because right now we're doing the early aughts, but I'm also excited when we get to like our high school days. I know there's gonna be a lot of like pop punk, like emo shit.
Speaking of pop punk emo shit, have you listened to Will Smith's new music?
Not yet. I saw like video, like little clips, like promo videos for it, but I need to check it out. Oh, I love that
it is giving me life, because I'm like, my teenage high school self is thriving right now, and I fucking love it.
I mean, I'm down. I wish there had been more black girls in like rock. Yes. You know, there's Fifi Dobson, that was kind of it. Exactly. Like it was a visible person. So I'm happy for the young alternative black kids out there. They're
give
gonna
us some
have
more of like, the weirdos.
Yeah, I wish I'm actually kind of jealous. I'm like, fuck. I was like, I wanted to be you, but I wasn't brave enough because nobody else was like that. That kind of like stifled it. But you know,
yeah, we had each other.
I'll try. We did, and it's never too late. So next week we are doing episodes 5 and 6, Parents Day and the Mating Game. Parents Day.
I was waiting when the mating came.
I didn't know either. Kai, you said that, and I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, oh, okay, I see now. Yeah. Parents Day. With Parents Day fast approaching, Toby tries to convince his divorced parents that the event is canceled in order to avoid an ugly public spat between them. Meanwhile, Ashley and Paige vie for the attention of Toby's mom, who happens to be a casting agent. Emma's annoyed by the NAC News About Kids morning announcements program, believing it to be biased. She then writes an opinionated paper about NAC and gets into an argument with Sean, his brother, about it.
Is that the one about like the kids that like clean windows or something?
Squeegee kids?
Squeegee kids, yes. Oh my God.
I don't know why I remember that. Squeegee kids. I think it's like a really weird like squeegee kids. Okay. In the Mating Game, Jimmy and Ashley's 8-month anniversary, told you, comes up. But with Paige playing Juliet to Jimmy's Romeo for their English class assignment, Ashley contemplates having sex with him to keep him interested. Meanwhile, Toby maintains attempts to get closer to Emma when the 7th graders are given an assignment on endangered animals.
Question. I feel like there's a penis pump involved in the Mating Game, right?
No, you are. There is a penis pump that happens in Degrassi, but that's like
later. Okay, yeah. Yes. I forgot about that. But also like, wow, I remember that was my first introduction to a penis pump. And I thought it was only like a weird Degrassi like random thing. I'm like, oh no, like people use penis pumps. Wow. I learned about this as a tween. Look at me. Culture.
I think I think it was like penis pump.
Hey, what's that?
And I was like,
like we're all learning about this like underground kind of like not a public like TV like term.
Right. But yeah, that was our episode. Lauren, do you have anything else that you want to plug?
Nope. I don't think maybe I announced it. Yeah, I have a new job. I don't know if I said that or not. I have a new job. I can't start it until next semester.
Yeah.
Joys of teaching in China as a foreigner. My paperwork is dissociated with my job, so I can't quit my job until it's finished. My contract's finished. So, but yeah, I have a new job. And yeah, I'm getting back into vlogging on my YouTube channel.
Yay.
And, kind of planning out some stuff of trying to sharing and documenting my life a little bit more in a kind of quick, easy digestible way on Instagram. So if you guys are curious about my life in China, also, I don't think I've mentioned it. So if you're like a brand new listener, because we started Next Gen, I live in China. I'm a teacher and, yeah. And so if you're curious about what that's like, my life, food, funny things sometimes about China, you should follow me on Instagram at Lauren's China Life. And then if you're curious about more in-depth things, you can follow me on YouTube. Like, comment, and subscribe. Also, Lauren's China Life.
Yes, do it. Lauren's what got about, great content.
Thank you. What about you, Miss Viral? Get it? Plug that shit.
I'll plug it again. My TikTok is Almighty Smyther. That's Almighty_SMYTHER. You can find me on Twitter at Sanique. It's SEYNIQUE. And on Instagram, I'm Say_Smythe. That's SEY_SMYTHE. I'm hoping I don't get doxxed by angry white people.
Listener, get out there and defend your queen.
Defend my honor. There's been a lot of like white knights, if you will, coming and like, she's hilarious. What are you? She's not racist. I'm white and I think this is funny. And I'm like, thanks, King. yeah, guys, keep listening. We will catch you later, broomheads.
Bye, broomheads.